Nicole.
And I'm Leigh Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Cigar City of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave. This is a special presentation of the Cigar Dave Show, America at War with the Chinese Virus. With the latest intel, here's the Global General, Cigar Dave.
When the United States of America has lost more lives to the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus than we lost in the Korean War and the Vietnam War, you can absolutely be sure we are not only at war with China, but we have entered World War III. A shot may not have been fired and may never be fired. But make no mistake, we are at war with the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, the CHICOMs, Red China. We're looking at over 70,000 deaths here in the United States by, as President Trump would say, that invisible enemy. Well, it's an enemy that the Chinese Communist Party knew full well about and choose to hide, choose to suppress. In fact, when the Chinese Communist Party officials were in the Oval Office to sign the trade deal, the $200 billion stage one or phase one of the Chinese-American trade deal, the Chinese Communist Party officials knew full well what was going on in Wuhan. They knew there was a ravaging pandemic in the making. They suppressed it. They hid it. They went to the White House, never mentioned a word, knowing full well what could transpire. They shut off travel, air travel, and rail travel between Wuhan and the rest of China, yet they continued to allow international travel from Wuhan Airport all across the world, seeding the invisible enemy, as President Trump calls it, across the globe. And so here we are. What could have been prevented with cooperation, with transparency by the Chinese Communist Party, has been cloaked in secrecy. And we've got over 70,000 deaths, American deaths, or approaching that. Korean War, 33,700 deaths, American casualties, American deaths. In Vietnam, 58,209, to be specific. The Chinese Wuhan virus, and I don't care what age someone is, whether they're 100, 90, 80, or they're 8, as President Trump said, one life is way too many, and this could have been prevented. As always, I am not going to suppress my beliefs in what's going on with China. We'll talk about China. Their backs are against the wall. They know that not only the United States of America, but the world hates China more than ever. China, the Chinese Communist Party, they are in trouble, and they know it. And they could fall without a shot being fired. But speaking of shots being fired, From 1939 until 1945, the world was involved in World War II. The United States entered World War II December 7th, 1941, a day that shall live in infamy, when the Japanese, Imperial Japanese, attacked our installation at Pearl Harbor. And we were full scale into the war. Well, yesterday marked the 75th anniversary of VE Day, Victory in Europe Day, which marked the end of World War II in Europe. On April 30th, 1945, that rat bastard, son of a bitch, enemy of humanity, enemy of the world, Adolf Hitler, leader of the Nazi Third Reich, committed suicide during the Battle of Berlin. Oh, how I would have loved for General George S. Patton to get a hold of his hands on that son of a bitch. Could you hear Patton right now? Just getting his hands on him and going to town. Going to town for all the atrocities. Make it painful. Let every troop... I'll tell you what. What they should have done... It's too bad that he was... That Hitler really, in the end, turned out to be just a weakling bastard. Big tough guy. When he could put everybody into the concentration camps. When all of a sudden the world caught on to him and the world was about to end his reign, took the cyanide pills. How I would have loved for General George S. Patton and the American troops, the Allied troops, to get their hands on him. Or anybody that was liberated from the concentration camps. So he commits suicide. His successor, Reichspräsident Karl Dönitz, authorized surrender. On the 7th of May in Reims, France, the final document signed May 8th in Berlin, in Deutschland, in Germany. So therefore, VE Day, Victory in Europe Day, is celebrated May 8th of every year. Yesterday, President Trump went to Arlington, the Arlington National Cemetery, and paid his respects to all the World War fallen troops. He was joined there by numerous World War II veterans. Great to see. There was one, I think, 93 or 94-year-old veteran loaded with medals. Loaded with medals. Wonderful to see. President Trump, Melania Trump, First Lady, certainly paid their proper respects. VE Day, very big. I know Mick the Brit sent me a video of the Royal Air Force on display over London, celebrating with the flyover of London appropriately. So a big day, and I remind Mick, of course, every day I speak to him, every year. Wouldn't have happened if it weren't for the Americans. Otherwise, in Europe, they wouldn't be talking like this. They would be talking, Jawohl, Herr Kommandant. That's how they would be talking if it weren't for us. God bless the great Allied troops, the great General George S. Patton. You know that I'm a huge fan of the great General George S. Patton. Eisenhower, yes, but Patton was the man. So, happy VE Day. Now, let's get back to the People's Republic of China. But before I do, as always, let me extend to you my long ash greetings and salutations, a long ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. MAGA double A, MAG double A, make America great again, again. That is going to be President Trump's slogan, as he made America great again, but thanks to the Chinese Communist Party and their illicit ways, the entire world and the United States economy, world health, American health has been attacked. But President Trump will lead the way again. Now, I realize that nobody's perfect. No administration is perfect. After World War II, you go back and you analyze what went right, what went wrong. After 9/11, we did the same thing. And we should do the same thing after we successfully defeat the CCP Wuhan virus. Now is not the time. And furthermore, it is never a time in a situation like this for partisanship. The enemy is not President Trump. The enemy is not the Republican Party. The enemy, frankly, right now, is not the Democrats. The enemy, let's make no mistake, the enemy is the Chinese Communist Party. Nancy Pelosi, Schmuck Schumer, as I like to call him, they're going after the wrong people. They're you can criticize President Trump, no problem. But now to have hearings, it should be impartial. It should not be done by Congress. It should be done by impartial, non-political people. Business people, scientific people, it should not be partisan in any way, shape, or form. There's plenty of blame to go around. We can blame President Trump for certain things. We can blame President Obama. We can go back to President Bush. There are plenty of fingers we can point. At this point, it does no good. It is what we are doing today, right now, that counts. Now, I've got a lot to get into today. In the second hour, and one of the major criticisms I have is the fact that the liberal media is doing the bidding for the Chinese Communist Party. Who needs Chinese Communist Party propaganda and disinformation when you have the liberal media, CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, and CNN, doing all of their bidding? We'll get to that a little bit later. But today we will talk in the second hour with Bill Carey, who is a 40-year network and local news executive veteran, talking about the state of broadcast and cable news. Because what I am seeing at some of these press conferences and briefings, the questions, the way they are pointing them at President Trump, no matter what he does, they're going after him. They're attacking him. When I heard a question asked of President Trump that 40,000 or 45,000 Americans have died, why do you deserve another term when those so many people, Americans, have died? That is nothing more than a blatant attack gotcha question. That is an unfair question. In no way, shape, or form did President Trump invite the Chinese Wuhan virus to come to the United States. In fact, when he did shut down travel, what did all the Democrats and the liberal media, what do they do? How do they attack President Trump? You're a racist. You're xenophobic. Viruses don't know borders and don't know walls. That's what we heard. That was the rhetoric. And we know that to be not the case. The fact of the matter is, by President Trump shutting down, he did prevent. I, at the time, stated that we should shut down all international travel. Europe, Asia, Africa, Antarctica, the Arctic, you name it, the North Pole, South Pole, I don't care where, we should have shut it down and locked it down. And isn't it ironic that in the People's Republic of California, where Governor Newsom, who was so against building the wall and stopping illegal aliens from coming into the United States from Mexico and Central America, isn't it ironic that with the increase of infection rate of the Chinese Wuhan virus in Mexico, that now he wants to prevent any immigration, any people coming from Mexico? Is that not ironic? Is that not calling the kettle black? Absolutely amazing. But the Chinese Communist Party, their back is to the wall. Make no mistake, they are the enemy of America. They are the enemy of the world. They have gone in a predatory basis around the world with their One Belt, One Road initiative, going in and building up assets for countries, whether it is a dam in Ecuador, whether it is a new railroad line in Iran, whether it is a power plant in Portugal or ports, seaports in Greece. They go into countries that are broke, that no way can they ever afford paying back loans from Chinese banks to build projects in their countries, built by Chinese contractors and run by Chinese companies. And when they can't pay it back, what does China do? And the country defaults? Well, they foreclose. And what do they do when they foreclose? Not only do they get the asset, but as collateral, they also get the natural resources of a country. Natural resources in Africa, in Ecuador, whether it's oil, whether it's diamonds, whether it you name it, they go after it. And so Africa, Asia, Europe, all began to despise China going back over a year ago. And now with the Chinese Wuhan virus They absolutely despise China, not only for harming and killing, murdering the people of their country, the people of the world, but murdering the economies of the world. Did any of you, when you woke up the end of February, think that just less than 3 weeks later the entire nation would be shut down, that air travel would come to a halt, that restaurants would be closing, that malls and real estate would be vacant, would be empty, that we'd see a slew of retailers going Chapter 11? The Hertz, huge rental car company, going Chapter 11. Why? Nobody's traveling. Nobody's renting a car. No business. Beijing and the CCP is worried, and they damn well should be. We have entered World War III without a shot even being fired. President Xi Jinping has been briefed by his Ministry of State that rising anti-China sentiment in the wake of the CCP Wuhan virus is now rampant across the globe. And by the way, we don't call it COVID-19. That's a BS, politically correct, made-up term. We're going to call it what it is, this Chinese Communist Party, the CCP Wuhan virus. And I get a kick when every so often I'll see somebody on social media or a listener will email me saying, no, it's the COVID-19 virus. It is not the CCP Wuhan virus. And in fact, I've been the subject of several attacks by Chinese nationals, these 50 centers, what they call, where they pay, the Chinese Communist Party pays these trolls 50 cents per tweet and reply to go after anybody that has any anti-China sentiment around the world. I am proud to wear those stripes that I have been attacked, saying, why am I being so mean? Why am I so racist? I hate the Chinese Communist Party. I despise them. I wish nothing but the worst for them. If you look at China, there's 1.5 billion people. The Chinese people, these are people that don't want to live under Chinese communist rule and oppression. They want to live in freedom. They are not our enemy. There are 1 million members of the Chinese Communist Party. If you are going to do business in China, or you want to accede or succeed, you must join the CCP. Of 1 million members, there's really 1,000, of which there's a subset of 50 to 100 that rule the roost in China. Those 1,000 must be annihilated. They must be eliminated by any way, shape, or form. They are the enemy of the world. They are the enemy of the Chinese people. Communists do not care about their own people. They could care less. In fact, President Xi Jinping knew full well what was going on in Wuhan. He knew full well early January what was taking place, yet he did not order the stoppage of a massive Lunar New Year potluck supper in Wuhan, where 80,000 people share food and get together in one giant area, seeding the Chinese Wuhan virus to thousands and then hundreds of thousands and then millions of people. So he has been briefed. He knows the world hates them. The Chinese Communist Party's back is up against the wall. The briefing concluded that global disapproval of China is at its highest rate ever, higher than the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Look at public opinion. Look at the actions being taken by governments around the world, not just the United States. The only people that don't seem to understand this are the globalists that want to continue transacting with China, that don't care about doing business with the 21st century equivalent of the Nazi Party or Adolf Hitler. They don't care. It's all about saving two nickels for them. The Wall Streeters, the Goldman Sachs, the investment firms, the private equity money. They'll ship their companies over there, their manufacturing arms over there, their factories. They don't care what the Chinese Communist Party is doing. They don't care that the CCP is the enemy not only of America and the world. All they care about is a nickel to the detriment of world's population. How much money, I ask, have we saved? How much money has the world saved and the United States, have Americans saved from China by making their products overseas? Any savings were wiped out on the first day where this country's economy was essentially closed. Businesses, livelihoods destroyed. Lives destroyed. How much did we save? I ask you, to every one of you companies, you CEOs, who've moved your supply chain, that make your pharma products over there, that make your crappy T-shirts, that make every piece of garbage that comes to the United States that's imported from China, how much have we saved? The two nickels that we saved by making some piece of garbage product has been wiped out. Wiped out in a nanosecond by the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. A recent Pew poll in the United States shows rising disapproval of China among members of both political parties. 66% of Americans now disapprove of China. I would bet it's far higher today. In fact, a world poll that was done, 91% believe the United States should be the world's leading power, not China. What does that tell you? And yet, here we have Huawei still wanting to bring their 5G network into the United States. Huawei was going to sell all their Chinese 5G gear into the United Kingdom. Boris Johnson ignored a phone call, a plea from President Trump several months back saying, don't do it. They're going to have back doors. Huawei is involved with the Chinese Communist Party. They are nothing more than a subsidiary of the CCP and their military. Boris Johnson didn't listen to President Trump. Well, my, what a difference 6 weeks makes. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the entire British Parliament, they've all come out now saying China is the enemy and we will not be buying any products from China, let alone the Huawei 5G gear. Thanks for waking up, Boris. It's about damn time. We have been asking the United States, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, the world has been asking to go into the Wuhan lab and inspect the lab. They have asked to not only go into the lab, they have asked for all the data. They want to see what has gone on, what happened with that virus. Now, frankly, there's no doubt in my mind it escaped from the Wuhan lab. Was it accidental? Was it deliberate? That remains to be investigated. But nonetheless, why did China order the doctors that initially discovered this in December? Why did they order them to stop talking about it? Why did they jail them? One of the doctors ended up dying from the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. Why did they order all the journals and all the DNA sequencing and RNA sequencing destroyed? And yet today, China has the chutzpah to say, oh no, we've been transparent. We're part of the solution, not part of the problem. I'm just getting started. I hate the CCP, and you should too.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive three premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Cigar Dave is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. This is continuing coverage of America at War against the Chinese virus. Here's more from the Global General, Cigar Dave.
If you can't go out to dinner, if you don't have a job, if you've lost your job, you've been furloughed, if your travel schedule, your vacation schedules have been disrupted, if your health has been affected, if you have a loved one, a friend, that passed away because of the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. You need to blame one and only one group, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. President Xi and his CCP bastards. That's who you blame, not the Republicans, not President Trump. Some in the liberal media haven't figured that out, and many globalists, many people that are on the take, also haven't figured that out from both parties. China, their back is up against the wall. The CCP knows it. They are getting hammered. They know that their supply chains will be disrupted, meaning their exports will drop to zero. Chinese manufacturing will drop dramatically. And if that happens, China, as we know it, is dead. Their economy is over. They go back to what it was like under Mao. a primitive third world economy with peasants and people starving in the streets. They will go back 40 years because until President Nixon opened up relations, diplomatic relations with Red China, and all of a sudden over the last 30 years we allowed China into the World Trade Organization and we allowed China legitimacy when they never follow any of the laws or regulations. They never do any of that. Yet we allowed them to have a full seat at the table. And now when you look at the seats they occupy, for example, in the United Nations, here are some of the UN chiefs you may not know about. Feng Lu, International Civil Aviation Organization, the ICAO, very powerful organization. Ku Dongyu is head of food, the UN Food and Agricultural Organization. Li Yong, head of the UN Industrial Development Organization. Hulin Zhao, head of the International Telecommunications Unit. China now heads more UN specialized agencies than any other country in the world. What does that tell you? China has been infiltrating our education system, the economy, world organizations. They don't want fairness. They want to dominate. End of discussion. China now, their back is against the wall. They're lashing out on social media against President Trump, against Secretary of State Pompeo, against people in the public eye that are criticizing them. Chinese media is now blaming Trump for a wave of hate against Asians. I don't hate Asians. I'd say virtually no Americans hate Asians. If they did, they wouldn't be eating at Chinese and Japanese restaurants and Korean restaurants in the manner that they do. They wouldn't be patronizing those restaurants. I don't hate Chinese people. I don't hate the Japanese people. I hate the Chinese Communist Party officials. Big difference. And guess what? The Chinese people, the Chinese citizens, hate the Chinese Communist Party officials. So what are they doing? The CCP is now coming out. They're throwing it all on the table. They're coming out. Their ambassadors, their foreign minister, they are now retaliating and trying to turn the blame around. What do you do when you know you're wrong? You shift the blame. Point the finger in the other direction. Perfect case. The Chinese ambassador to the United States, Qiu Tingkai, op-ed published in the Washington Post, entitled, "Ignoring the Facts to Blame China Will Only Make Things Worse." Now, here's the kicker. When the European Union sent an op-ed editorial to the state-run China Daily, not only was it blacklisted by China, China told the EU that they wouldn't run it unless certain changes were made. Well, guess what? The changes were made. And the Chinese Communist Party still had a problem with it. They wouldn't publish it in China, their China Daily that's printed in China. They don't want their people to know what's going on in the real world. And here's the kicker. And listen to this. Since China, this is what Ambassador Qiu Tingkai had to say, and I will give some rebuttals here. Since January, China has fought a tough battle against the novel coronavirus and made remarkable progress. In this unprecedented fight, China spared no expense to save lives. That's BS number one. They spared no expense to save lives? Well, they could have saved lives across the world, in the United States. They didn't. Could have saved lives in China. But President Xi Jinping, for 8 days, kept the knowledge about the CCP Wuhan virus a secret, didn't tell anybody. Ambassador goes on, however, an unnecessary burden has been distracting our focus and undercutting international efforts to curb the virus. The absurd mindset of always blame China. Well, excuse me, Ambassador Bastard Tingkai, China is solely responsible for the virus being leaked from the Wuhan lab and then spreading and you not cutting off travel to the rest of the world and then hiding it. So please, spare us. Americans are not dumb lemmings. We're not your Chinese citizens that you can hide things from. He said, simply put, for some people, China has to be wrong regardless of the facts. When China provided updates about the outbreak, they labeled objective facts as disinformation and propaganda. The nature of China's political system dominates the content of their attacks, and the Communist Party is the ultimate target of their barrage, because it is the CCP, precisely, that withheld the information about the CCP Wuhan virus. It is the CCP that stockpiled and hoarded PPE, personal protective gear, across the world. They soaked it up like a sponge, only to then turn around and sell it back at a profit. It says, as China's situation improved, the number of confirmed cases and fatalities skyrocketed elsewhere. Promptly, a few American politicians switched to their default setting of blaming others, ignoring that China has done its best in responding to a new virus. They persistently accuse China of delays and cover-ups, and some even demand a reckoning with China. This ambassador, Kui Ting Kai, is freaking delusional. Put this guy in a home. Put him in a mental institution. Clearly, he's got a severe mental disorder. China is solely to blame for the delays and cover-ups. Solely. Point the finger at your CCP, at your Chinese Communist Party, and President Xi. I mean, this is beyond outrageous. It says, he goes on to say, China was then blamed for providing second-rate supplies with quality control problems. Excuse me? You sent 500,000 tests that are defective to the UK. You've got 1 million masks that were shipped to Canada, our neighbors to the north, that are faulty, that don't work. So please, stop the lying, stop the nonsense. The reason you're being blamed is because you are to blame. He says, the World Health Organization has spoken highly of China's epidemic response, which led to conspiracy theories, charging that China has either bought the WHA or exerted political pressure on the agency. Excuse me, once again, you have exerted political pressure on the agency. When Taiwan reported they had an unusual respiratory virus making way in their country in December, and they sent numerous emails to the World Health Organization, the CCP stated that they should ignore Taiwan because they don't recognize Taiwan as legitimate, being legitimate. So therefore, what did the WHO do under Tedros, who is in the back pocket of China? They simply ignored it. So please, conspiracy theories that China has bought or exerted political pressure, it's true. Not conspiracy theories. He says, is China really to blame? Here are facts. First, China has taken strict measures, made huge sacrifices to keep the virus in check. That has not only saved lives at home, but also bought precious time for the world. So did you keep the virus in check, Ambassador Ting Kai? And did the CCP keep the CCP Wuhan virus in check by stopping all international travel? No. When President Trump did stop travel from China, the WHO attacked him and castigated him, as did the CCP and President Xi and all his underlings. You didn't buy time. We could have had time. Had you warned the world, that would have bought time. So please, let's cut the BS. He says, second, China has done its best to share information about the virus. On December 27th, a doctor in Hubei province reported 3 suspicious cases. Oh, would that be the doctor that you summoned and castigated and make him retract and then threatened to jail him if he didn't retract? Is that the physician you're referring to, Ambassador Ting Kai? And then they go on, he goes on to say that within a week, China began briefing the WHO, the U.S., other countries. Third, he said, we shared information with the U.S. at the earliest possible time and have been supporting the fight against the disease. The two countries' Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and government agencies have been in close communication since January 4th. Notice he doesn't say they have worked together, that the CDC was allowed unfettered access to the lab and to see where patient zero came from. Notice he didn't say that. It's all how they structure this. And then he says, by April 29th, China had provided More than 4 billion masks to the United States, or roughly 14 for every American on average. He didn't provide anything. They sold it at inflated, outrageous prices to the United States and to American health institutions. Please, spare us BS. We're not the people that you suppress in China. We know full well just how evil, ruthless, cunning, and what bastards the Chinese communists really are. We know it. He goes on to end saying, behind the mindset of always blame China is a kind of dirty politics, championed by a few people who shift the spotlight for political gain. In their manipulation, China has to be wrong. It is this blame shifting that needs transparency. Blaming China will not end this epidemic. On the contrary, the mindset risks decoupling China and the United States and hurting our efforts to fight the disease, so on and so forth. Interesting word, decoupling. What have I told you? What did I start telling you 5-6 weeks ago? You watch. There will be a decoupling of the supply chains from China to the United States. What does that mean? That means American companies will pull out of China. American companies will stop purchasing products and their goods from China. Notice how the ambassador to the United States from China, from the CCP, says the mindset risks decoupling China and the U.S. It's not going to hurt us. They're the ones that are now worried. Deep down, they are scared. They are shaking and quaking in their boots. They know it. They know it's over. If we decouple and the world decouples, China is dead, done, finished. Bye-bye. Adios, mofo commie bastards. And then he wraps it up. Last sentence. The United States would not emerge as a winner from this scenario. Are you kidding me? You're going to threaten us, you Chinese communist prick? Please. The United States would not emerge as a winner. Trust me when I tell you this. Ambassador King Kai, mark my words. The United States will not lose. One thing about the United States, you can push us, and then sooner or later, we wake up. For the last 30 years, we've been asleep. Most Americans have been asleep. I haven't. President Trump hasn't. We knew the threat from China. But most people look the other way for saving a nickel or a penny. Now, they have awoken. And when you awaken a sleeping giant, this nation will not hesitate to use force, its economic and its educational and intellectual might. We will destroy the Chinese Communist Party without a shot being fired. Trust me when I tell you, Ambassador, by you saying the United States would not emerge as a winner, oh, yes, we would. And you know it. And that's why you're trying to turn this whole story around. We will win. We will destroy you. The supply chains must be decoupled. They must be eliminated. And any American company or American executive, CEO, that does not begin efforts immediately to start disrupting and breaking the dependency on Chinese products and Chinese manufacturing will be looked at as in a treasonous light. They will be looked at not only as unpatriotic, but as treasonous to the United States of America. To every CEO that may be listening, every American company, I don't care how big or small, you better wake the hell up. You better start bringing products back to the United States. We can make products here. Does it cost a little more? Sure. But then you'll have more Americans that can buy your products. Then we won't have to be dependent like crack whores on the crack coming from China. We're dependent now like crack whores on medications and pharmaceuticals and personal protective gear coming from China because we've shipped it all offshore to China to save a nickel. Well, what have we saved? Nothing. Not a damn thing. And I find it ironic that the Chinese Communist Party, the ambassador from China to the United States, can put it without any question, can immediately go in and print an op-ed in the Washington Post. Yet, if President Trump or if Secretary Pompeo wanted to do the same in China, good luck. Good luck. They suppress their people. Now, I wanted to get to Dr. Anthony Phony Fauci about chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. I will save that for next week. I've got some eye-opening information. When Dr. Phony Fauci, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, make no mistake, I do my research. When he said there's only anecdotal evidence between hydroxychloroquine, well, next week, my fellow alphas, I will tell you why Dr. Anthony Fauci has been lying through his teeth from day one and why he's been lying. And I have the proof in my hand. I have the proof, which consists of about 12 pages in my hand from a medical journal that he himself, it's called Virology Journal, that the NIH publishes. He has known for 15 years that chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine works. Now, I'll get to that next week because I'm going to spend probably an entire half hour on that. I've got the information in my hot little hand. When we come back, we'll conduct the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. Next hour, we'll be joined by Bill Carey, 40-year broadcast news executive, veteran of newsrooms, both local and network, talking about the state of broadcast and cable news, tons of fake news that we are seeing. And I will tell you that much of the fake news that we see on these networks, the bidding being done for the Chinese Communist Party, they're spreading the propaganda and the disinformation for the CCP. We don't even need any of the CCP's people coming in and spewing that information. Why do it when you have CNN and MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and NBC? They're doing the CCP's heavy lifting and dirty work. So we will enjoy the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony, and once again, the Chinese Communist Party, not the Chinese people. The CCP is our enemy. Screw them. We are in World War III. America will win. The world will win. And China, the Communist Party, will be destroyed and buried for good. Mark my words.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting. And we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
In 2020, we have been delivering fantastic cigars to all members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. And for May, we've got a fantastic selection entitled the Rocky Patel Sampler. We're featuring two Rocky Patel edges and a Rocky Patel Sun Grown. First of all, the Rocky Patel Edge Light. It uses a magnificent Connecticut Ecuadorian shade-grown wrapper. It's a mild, mild medium cigar, creamy with a little bit of sweetness. Then the Rocky Patel Edge Corojo. Fuller, more personality, bold with a wonderful Nicaraguan wrapper. And finally, the Rocky Patel Sun Grown. Medium in body with an Ecuadorian wrapper, Brazilian, Dominican, Nicaraguan fillers, a very balanced cigar. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get three cigars shipped to you in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch. $22.95 per month, and you get amazing cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now, click on Officers Club, and join the Officers Club today.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Seven California elected officials are suing California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment free speech rights. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will give free legal advice to people seeking to opt out of union dues. Visit pji.org.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy and Chinese virus sanitation maneuvers performed, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
A happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, and a special happy Mother's Day to Alpha Mother Piera, my mother. A very happy Mother's Day, Mom. Love you, and Your Honor, I will be dedicating today's litation and libation ceremony, and I have just pulled out the back-to-back URNY Connecticut, part of the April Cigar Dave Officers Club, entitled the Davidoff C.A. Beecher's A Camacho Ecuador, Avo Sincro Nicaragua, and a back-to-back Connecticut. Now, it's a between Davidoff and the New York artist known as Ernie, or URNY, Pleasant Cigar, Ecuadorian Connecticut Shade wrapper, Mexican binder, beautiful Dominican, made in Honduras. I've got the 6x60, about an $8 suggested retail. It's a beautiful cigar, launched a few years ago. Hidden gem, a winner in the April Officers Club selection, which by now you all should have received. They went out exactly a week ago. Now, I have just pulled out my team. I've got for my light the CCK. Listen to that. The Chinese commie killer. So I will cut the end of my cigar. And as I toast the foot of this cigar, I have already poured a special of Conundrum Wine, Conundrum White, which is a combination, a blend of Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, Muscat Canelli, and Vonier. It is a very, as I puff and rotate, a very sweet type of goes perfect with fish, with cheese, even with some light meats. And I selected it in honor of Alpha Mother Pierre Mother's Day, which she loves. Conundrum, a dozen bottles at all times. The Pleasure Palace, I'll say cheers. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Our game show with Bill Carey, 40-year broadcast news exec, comes your way next.
Hour one of show is now complete.
Time to refresh your cocktail.
As the General will return in minutes.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. After two staffers tested positive for COVID-19, the White House is bold safety protocols.
Vice President Pence's press secretary has making her the second person who works at the White House complex known to test positive for the virus this week. President Trump says Katie Miller tested negative on Thursday, but positive on Friday.
Perfect, but between a test where it's good and then something happens.
Katie Miller is married to Stephen Miller, who is a top Trump advisor. The chief of staff says the White House is safe, but they're stepping up mitigation efforts. Greg Clugstrington.
Meanwhile, two members of the White House coronavirus test themselves in self-quarantine after having tested positive. Dr. Robert Ray, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn. IRS volunteers getting bonus pay. Workers at a handful of national parks are among the first federal workers venturing back under the guidelines for the coronavirus. A top House Republican issues a call to Democrats trying to steal a California special election. Trump is joining the effort.
The leader of the National Republican Party sent a memo to all House Republicans Saturday with an urgent call to arms that Democrats are trying to steal Tuesday's special election for California's 25th congressional district seat. President Trump echoed the concerns of NRCC Chairman Tom Emmer of Minnesota Saturday and called the rigged election that Los Angeles County district back to red. Tuesday, between Republican Mike Garcia and Democrat, the winner will fill out the term of freshwoman Katie Hill, who resigned in October 2019 amid an ethic Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Little Richard, one of the chief architects of Rock, died Saturday. He was 87 years old. Newsandanalysis.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief acts the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and painkillers. Why? I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple, have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor. Credible video endorse relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. Liberated from your pain for less. Find out if it can work for you like it works by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com. Relief Factor. This is your opportunity to be a success story.
Research shows the rate of obesity is going up in American children, nearing 20%. We get this report from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The latest national data show nearly 1 in 5 U.S. children are obese, meaning severely overweight. A disappointing finding for doctors who are trying to lower the numbers and warn obesity puts kids on track for problems like heart disease and diabetes. A standard health survey that measures height and weight, compiled by the Centers for Disease Control, finds 19.3% of youngsters between the ages of 2 and 19 are obese. That's almost 1% higher than the previous period, and it's a 4% gain from numbers recorded in 2005. Doctors recommend more physical activity and less sugar, especially during this virus lockdown. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The family of a 5-year-old boy who drove the family car onto a Utah highway will not face criminal charges.
His teenage sister was watching him while his parents worked, and he swiped the keys while she was asleep in hopes of traveling to California to buy a Lamborghini, officials said. Prosecutors reviewed the case but didn't see any evidence of neglect. Adrian Zamaripa was pulled over Monday by a Utah Highway Patrol trooper who spotted the SUV swerving on Interstate 15 in Ogden at 32 miles per hour. He thought the driver might need medical attention. The boy was sitting on the edge of a seat to reach the brake pedal. He told the trooper he was going to California to buy a Lamborghini, then showed the officer his wallet carrying $3 in cash. Patrick Frost reporting.
The NBA taking steps toward a return to normalcy as a small number of practice facilities reopened Friday for workouts, at least one team getting permission from the league to test players and staff for the coronavirus. More at townhall.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Cigar City of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
As I thoroughly enjoy my back-to-back URNY Connecticut cigar made by Davidoff, beautiful, mild, very creamy, slightly sweet cigar, and in honor of Alpha Mother Pierre on this Mother's Day weekend, let me raise a glass and one more time say cheers to her and all the mothers. I've got my Conundrum White. She loves Cabernets. Chardonnays. Rieslings, but loves Conundrum, the white. That's why I've selected it. I'll take a sip. And as I do, I welcome you back. We are joined this hour by Bill Carey, 40-year broadcast news exec. I wanted to talk about the state of broadcast and cable news. Tons of fake news out there, especially them doing the bidding for the Chinese Communist Party. The General Front and Center, we have moved Command Center Alpha for the second hour of the Cigar Dave Show to a clandestine location, cigar-friendly and libation-friendly location, somewhere in the Cigar City. And for this hour, I wanted to spend time looking at the state of broadcast news, a little bit different angle than we normally would discuss here on the Cigar Dave Show. We normally, as you know, talk about alpha male pleasure maneuvers, but we're also educated, we're intelligent, we're up to date on current events. And when I see the state of broadcast news in 2020, it is very disturbing. A lot of fake news, as President Trump would say, fake news, lots of fake news. But I brought in a longtime friend, a well-known player in the world of broadcast news, Bill Carey, 40 years in broadcast newsrooms, started at CBS News, he's seen the changes. He was good friends with Jerry Nachman, well-known individual. I think he was one of the people that actually started MSNBC. Bill, longtime cigar connoisseur, great to have you front and center on the Cigar Dave Show.
Thank you, General. Pleasure to be home. Pleasure to be here.
Now, Bill, let's talk about your background, first of all. You started, most people start on the local side. You actually started on the network side at CBS News with Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, that it all started in a 5,000-watt radio station and somewhere that you can't even remember is not my story. I grew up in New York City. I was a graduate of Fordham University, which has turned out a lot of famous journalists and sports people. A lot of sports announcers, Vince Scully and on down, have come
from
there.
One of the greats.
Yeah,
I mean, if not the greatest baseball announcer of all time.
So there was a legacy there, and you took it seriously. I knew that I wanted to go into journalism when I was in high school, so my plan was pretty set, and I thought that the target for me, the ultimate, would be somehow to work at CBS, where Walter Cronkite was. And lo and behold, I immediately got a job at CBS right out of college. That was my first job.
How did you do that?
It was as a security guard.
Oh, well.
But
hey,
I knew.
Okay.
I knew.
Did you wear a uniform?
No, but I wore a suit, and they paid me $10 extra so I could get it cleaned.
Hey, that's big. That was the old days when Bill Paley was
was my boss.
William Paley now owns his son. William Paley owns La Palina Cigars, which traces back to how William S. Paley originally started in the his family was in the cigar business. He started advertising on a small fledgling group of stations called the Columbia Broadcasting System, and it worked so well they ended up buying the network, and the
rest
is history.
Yes, absolutely. Well, quick story about that. I got in, and I had confidence in myself. And at that time, CBS, everything was different. And if you were on the inside, you could go on the internal job interviews. So 9 months later, after I took that security guard job, and all of my friends thought I was crazy, I was working in the CBS News Network newsroom, and Walter Cronkite was still on the air. And I was on my way. A couple of years later, I was still only 23, and I was running a whole department inside CBS News. So it was a smart move for me, and I fell in love moonlighting with local news mm-hmm. while I was at the network. I fell in love with the immediacy of local news, and I never looked back. I moved to the local newsroom from there, and my career took off from that point on. I had the pleasure of coming back years later and was actually able to run that very newsroom, WCBS, in the late 90s.
As the news director.
As the news director, yes.
That's
and worked,
a big job.
You mentioned Jerry Nachman. I worked with him, and when Jerry left, it was my turn, and I ascended into his role. We had some really wonderful times together, Jerry and I.
And let's talk about who Jerry was, because if you're in the cigar business, the broadcasting business, he was a well-known, recognized name.
Well, first of all, apropos this very show, Jerry would always have a cigar in his mouth, and even if it wasn't lit, he was chewing on something almost all the time. And Jerry and I had wonderful nights out smoking cigars and kicking back, telling stories with each other.
When you could actually smoke in bars in New York City.
Anywhere. Yes.
Anywhere.
We're talking about the old days, yes.
Right.
Jerry never finished college, but he went to work right away knowing that he wanted to be a reporter. And he found himself on the original Jeopardy show. And he made it as an undefeated champion for the week that he was on.
Wow.
When CBS found out that he had been on, they prevented him from going back to the Tournament of Champions, which always ended the season.
Okay.
Jerry will tell you, he's passed away now, but he will tell you that he was one of the few undefeated champions Jeopardy ever had.
And let's see, who was at the time, I'm trying to remember who hosted that. Was that, was it Art?
Art Fleming?
Art Fleming.
Yes, it was.
Art Fleming.
I believe it was.
There you go.
So Jerry's career was the radio reporter for News Radio 88 at the time, and he was the reporter that broke the Son of Sam arrest story in the summer of 77. It was the biggest story in New York City, and I'm sure everybody listening knows the Son of Sam story. Jerry went on to go to management, something that on-air people don't normally do, and he found himself as the news director in the television station WNBC.
WNBC.
While Imus and Howard Stern were there on the radio side of things. He went into senior management, and he ran the NBC-owned station in Washington, D.C., and he hated it. And he hated it.
Really?
And he begged his boss to please let him go back to do something else. And he found himself writing a column for the New York Post.
Right.
This is before Rupert Murdoch bought the New York Post. And from there, he became the editor of the New York Post. And when I met up with him, he had already written two treatments. That one was bought by Jerry Bruckheiser for a movie that he had done. He wrote the original treatment for The Crusaders, which was a reporter news show that was syndicated around the country. And he was living in Santa Fe, New Mexico, collecting a check in his mailbox for having done a couple of treatments. When a call came from our bosses, I was working at CBS at the time, in Chicago, and the big idea that our bosses had was to put the two of us together. And they brought.
So you were at WBBM.
I was at WBBM running Channel 2 in Chicago, and Jerry.
As news director?
As news director, interim news director. And
okay.
It was either stay there or go to New York.
Okay.
And the bosses talked Jerry into going to New York and having me go in as his wingman.
Okay.
And we were charged with helping the place get back on track with news. And our boss at the time was Larry Tisch, actually. And he said, look,
right.
I'm not so worried about the money, about the ratings, but just make us look good. And there was a feeling that we hadn't been looking good. Whatever that meant, we understood what it meant. Real reporting, and it was New York to the bone. And we had a lot of bringing colorful people back into the fold. And when it went to go on and do other things, to be the executive producer a show.
That's
yes,
right.
And you help as his own
show. Writer, right in the
like,
suspenders.
An aura. Let me rerun that gal Friday.
Very authentic.
Instead, I've reality people do. And his, and oh, Dana's past who. be at one table. You never been to, but everyone.
Bill Carey is our state of broadcast and cable. Basically, you become the news director.
From commodity jobs like Internet World. This was the 90s. Oh, the who had them. There was a telecom crisis. My round and can websites be buying for, but even to, thought if you put.
And I'm sure everyone said business on this Internet thing.
Something, and I get to bring video.
Now every phone you watch through the Internet. Incredible. And also so on. So
after I invited to station, and it was one of the IZ, owned by and helped them for everybody, and I was promoted to Tampa.
And that's how you met. And on a sewer, which reminds me, we started with a spoocular show called Cigar Day, and budgeted.
No budget.
No budget. They were not exceeding tuition, however, at Saturday night, I should no budget, 25, 50.
For number two, was actually a member, was in the local, not a lot of run out, so it, working with you, it used to be. That is in local radio, doing things for the local was because live, to yourself.
Our band, we made a great guest, I get to little sign, getting, remember it was nightmare, just to get desk. Well, I have those in storage, and I say, we could do, but tonight, today, one of the things that regular people, men, reporter, they're out now in the a show in front with a downtown day or nicely talking head in their homes, in their just whatever the case may be. And I think the off-scene will be a natural state, not a super flash set. I think that's here to stay.
I agree. In our world, it's called breaking through the fourth wall, that imaginary wall that's in front between the audience. You have walls on the left and the right and behind you. Between you and the audience is not there until right. You break through it, you realize it. And I think that's what's going on for a lot of people that have relied too much on the protection of a desk.
Right.
And let's face it, perfect lighting, perfect makeup, perfect everything. And now they have to really think about how they're going to communicate and connect with people. And I think focusing on that probably is something that people are realizing they could have been paying more attention to all along.
Well, ultimately, Bill, it always goes to the mantra, content is king. And if you have someone compelling, someone interesting, somebody entertaining, such as this five-star right here. It makes no difference whether you're doing the show on a fancy set or you're doing it from their home cigar lounge or from their outdoor backyard or the pooch pit with Colonel Ange. The bottom line is if it's compelling and interesting and entertaining, people will watch it.
That's right.
Very simple.
So you talk about Colonel Ange, and he is authentic and himself whenever he's appeared, and that's the beauty of it. You
right.
know that. The audience is very smart. They are perceptive, and they can see it. And so when you are yourself, when you're genuine, and this is a mantra that I've worked on for the last 25, 30 years of my managing news departments, the more authentic, the more genuine you can be, the greater your chance that the audience is going to appreciate it. And you just have to trust the audience to recognize that and then support you by coming to you because there's something about what you do that just resonates with them better.
Bill Carey, a veteran, 40-year veteran of major market newsrooms at CBS Network. We're talking state of broadcast and cable news, and this brings me to where we are today. We hear the president always saying, fake news, fake news. And let me give you a perfect example of what I saw a couple of days ago and what's really been going on, more apparent than ever, I think the last 6-8 weeks. With the CCP Wuhan virus, President Trump decides we've got to shut down air travel from China. Now, personally, if it were me, I would have shut down international air travel everywhere, period. He does it. He is lambasted. He's called a racist. He's called xenophobic. Everybody gets up in arms. How dare you? This is against you. You are singling out a class of people, and viruses don't know borders, don't know walls. And I'm thinking to myself, his job, his fiduciary responsibility, first and foremost, beyond anything, is national security, protecting the citizens of the United States of America. So he makes that decision. Instead of some of the networks saying, look, he made this decision, they start jumping and attacking, whether it's CNN or MSNBC, they start doing the exact same thing. It's racist. It's xenophobic. They bring all these guests on. And then we see it continuing to the point where no matter what he does with hydroxychloroquine, and now the studies have come out that from the French researchers that it's actually a very good treatment if you get it early on. And furthermore, as I talked about in the first hour of the show, that in Virology Journal in 2005, Anthony Fauci's own division within the NIH, the headline in the journal article says, chloroquine, an effective prophylactic and therapeutic against coronaviruses. Now, that's the information. Now, if Barack Obama would have said that, I really believe the media would have said President Obama is farsighted. He's got the foresight to make sure that to look at all new treatments and he's protecting the American people. But because it's President Trump, the attacks were just incessant. And I think people in general, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, non-politically affiliated, I think there's a huge level of distrust between the broadcast, cable, and the print media and the citizens of this country today. And it was never like that going back 30 years. I mean, I'm sure Walter Cronkite may have had liberal leanings. Peter Jennings definitely did, but you didn't see it manifest the way you do today.
No, there was greater respect to present all sides, and I think that's something that's faded. And from my perch, the advent of cable news and trying to figure out how to keep a consistent audience is where this all began. And so CNN lived for a long time with waiting for a big story to break, and that's when the spike would happen.
Right.
And that's when they would prove themselves worthy. And, you know, for years they were. If you go back to
some
of the big stories of our time, the first Gulf War comes to mind. They were on top of it. And they were wonderful in their reporting. But they had a taste of the honey, and they wanted to continue to make money. And this is ultimately the downfall, where you mix journalism and entertainment, and you try to create an audience that's going to be steady and be there all the time. The truth is, there isn't always a great war to cover or a great coronavirus to cover. But in between, they wanted to create programming. And there's nothing more dangerous than taking the news and turning it into a commodity as if it's entertainment. And it became that. Now, I pick on CNN. If anybody follows me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is BillCarry2, BillCarry the number 2. And I often take on CNN in my personal Twitter account because I'm offended that the people that say they are the most trusted name in news would have a lineup where every hour is another host. I'm not calling them anchors anymore.
Right.
And they offer their opinion before they tell you what the headlines of the day are. In fact, I dare anybody to tell me a full hour of CNN programming that's just news anymore. It doesn't exist. And so I go after them because they set their perch as the standard for everyone else. If you're in the news business, if you're working in New York City or any other major market, there's a good chance that you're influenced by watching cable news when you get up to get read in and what's going on, and you might read your local paper, but you also watch cable. So this is dangerous because it plants seeds in people's heads.
Bill Carey, our guest, longtime friend, fellow cigar connoisseur, 40 years, major market newsrooms. We're talking about the state of broadcast and cable news.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premium is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pennell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pennell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pennell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
State of broadcast and cable news in the era of the CCP Wuhan virus. Bill Carey, our guest. We talk about CNN. I remember when CNN started, Ted Turner, swashbuckling entrepreneur, always enjoyed a cocktail. I remember he made the rounds. I was working at one of the TVs in Buffalo. I was in high school, actually. And he was making the rounds across the country on this publicity tour talking about CNN, cable news network. And I tell you, CNN was revolutionary because they had anchors that came from local television that knew how to present news, that fought on their feet. Here's one of the areas CNN has lost their way, and I really believe this. The headquarters of CNN was Washington. It's political about it. Heartland was not. And when they started headquarters and all, CNN influence. But it was like, you talked about the easy. Required. They moved to New York.
So jealous of the 90s group of people to get a very good thing it, and they pay and ranks will know them to be this, but CNN to gain them in their
money was on. I think it was Byron Kandel, who was one of the vice presidents. Not
right.
Only was also in you're right, commission left, and
right.
With it was the end of
MSN, meaning it didn't and tried to build their on find any and it'll still exec trying to play
perfect thing about because to me, for example, which everybody Brian TV. I believe I always felt that if some station you made the fair
test,
Duke, perfect example, the Duke lacrosse exculpatory effort from one of the ATM, and what happened played population be guilty. I don't care whether you're process their lives were special, and that not only lose. So when we look, gotta believe women. Let's see, let's make a decision. No more women to things mentioned, and been enough reporters had all these incredible at it. And again, I think CNN could hire some characters to sit back to Atlanta. News will have 10 liberals and 2 nonstop. Ratings are dead last.
Good run right now. Flops and news, hard news, living their lives, meet. Programming that they to each hour, to panel discussion, maybe thing to say, the narrative gun, it's.
Right. You know, as we are change news, it's networks, networks, Huffington News, and well, this is great. We There's a sense of faith. I understand if somebody makes a threat, if you threaten, they immediately take a viewpoint anyway. Let people make up announces. They're going to have 20 where they're putting aside what should go. But if you take a look at the people on there, it's overwhelmingly leans to the
original network. CBS, NBC, and ABC have standards, and they have standard books, and it's pretty thick. And they're very explicit, and a lot of would be torn to shreds right now if applied against news does in particular. As fault with local news, which still practices some good sound journalism practices.
Right.
But at the network level where it's been turned into programming and entertainment, it leaves a lot to be desired.
Let's talk about standards. You started your career at CBS News.
CBS News.
Okay. This week, Project Veritas uncovered that CBS News this morning aired fake CCP Wuhan virus drive-through testing, showing a line of cars at a testing site. And CBS News went to the Cherry Medical Center in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And the slant of their story was to show all these people getting testing. And I believe they wanted to show that there's huge lines, it's not efficient, we don't have enough tests. Well, when CBS News got there, they discovered that there was no line. People were getting tests, moving right through
tests.
The tests. Well,
They had enough tests.
They had enough tests, but not only that, there was no line. The cars weren't waiting. They were coming in, boom. Everybody was being taken care of. So CBS went to the hospital and went to employees and asked them to go in their vehicles and line up, get as many people as they could to stage a long line to get a CCP Wuhan virus test. Well, they were caught, and nurses complained, executives complained, and they got this. Project Veritas has this on tape. And, of course, first CBS News this morning didn't say anything. Then they were forced to admit, yes, they made an error in judgment. That's not an error in judgment. That is absolute bias. That is slanted. That is not in any way, shape, or form in the standard practice in those big books that CBS News this morning or CBS News
is. There were very explicit pages written about this very thing. Look, we're talking about staging something, and there's very strict rules about that at CBS News. They still exist. This was just a bad call by a field producer who wanted the shot to look more full, probably, the way that you put a potted plant behind somebody strategically to make an empty room look better. But there's a big difference between moving a potted plant to make a scene look nice and inviting people to join a line of testing when they're not being tested. Watch the published report that CBS did and go by that. You'll see that the thrust of the conversation is about whether there are enough tests or not. And the woman who's being interviewed, who works there, says, oh, no, we have enough tests. What we don't have is enough masks and other protective gear.
Correct.
And she changes the whole pitch of the story. So there's really not much of a story there to start with.
Correct.
But they tried to make it work the way that they had presumed it was going to work or the way that they had wished it was going to work. They wanted to prove that this was one more place that didn't have enough tests. And it just wasn't that way. There's no reason to ever go into a story and start reporting it with a preconceived notion. And that's what's happened in that story, and it's what happens more and more these days. People go out with a prescribed thought on what the story is, and then they try to prove it, rather than collect facts and tell a story.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook newsfeed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
In 2020, we have been delivering fantastic cigars to all members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. And for May, we've got a fantastic selection entitled the Rocky Patel Sampler. We're featuring two Rocky Patel Edges and a Rocky Patel Sun Grown. First of all, the Rocky Patel Edge Light. It uses a magnificent Connecticut Ecuadorian shade-grown wrapper. It's a mild, mild, medium cigar, creamy with a little bit of sweetness. Then the Rocky Patel Edge Corojo. Fuller, more personality, bold with a wonderful Nicaraguan wrapper. And finally, the Rocky Patel Sungrown. Medium in body with an Ecuadorian wrapper, Brazilian, Dominican, Nicaraguan fillers, a very balanced cigar. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get three cigars shipped to you in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch. $22.95 per month, and you get amazing cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now, click on Officers Club, and join the Officers Club today.
Hi, I'm Rocky Patel. After 15 years of hard work, I'd like to introduce you to the Rocky Patel 15th Anniversary Cigar made at our factory in Esteli, Nicaragua. This cigar showcases a beautiful, oily Habano wrapper from Ecuador. Fillers from Esteli, Jalapa, and Condega make up a rich, complex, spicy taste with a lot of full flavor. The Decade, another one of our masterpieces. Made in Honduras, beautiful Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper with secret fillers. It received a 95 rating, one of the highest rated cigars ever in Cigar Aficionado. This medium to full body cigar is rich, complex, yet elegant and well balanced. 15 years ago, they thought we'd never make it in the business. 10 years ago, they thought we'd never last. 5 years ago, they started paying attention. Now, we're right where we belong, in your hand. So enjoy the 15th anniversary and the decade these cigars will deliver.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
The state of broadcast and cable news in the era of the CCP Wuhan virus. Bill Carey, our guest, 40-year veteran, Major Market Newsroom, started at CBS News in New York. He's seen all the changes that have taken place in broadcast news. Fellow cigar connoisseur. By the way, how are you enjoying that FSG cigar that I
gave
you?
This is a very nice smoke. Very full bodied, great taste. Don't think I've had one before.
No, that's grown. Actually uses Florida sun-grown tobacco from Jeff Borowiczowicz's Corona Cigar Farm in Claremont, right in the center part of Florida. So a great stick. You cannot go wrong. You know, it's interesting, Bill, because when you look at the state of broadcast news, cable news today, I find it interesting that it's almost as if it's a slow news day. They have to contrive and manufacture things. And I don't care if you're President Trump, President Obama. Look, I wasn't a big President Obama fan, but there were times that sometimes Fox went after him, and I said, you know, that's really kind of lame. There's really no reason to do it. I didn't agree with everything, but when he was right on something, I'd say, yep, I agree with him. When he wasn't, I disagree. But the level of vitriol amongst the network news and cable, and even the reporters. We saw a reporter ask a question last week before at one of the press briefings that President Trump had with the Chinese Wuhan Virus Task Force, and this reporter said there have been 50,000 Americans killed. What makes you think you deserve another term? Now, Sam Donaldson was a tough SOB. He was a tough reporter. Dan Rather, all the White House. I don't think they would ever ask a slanted, biased question like that.
Well, that was a mean-spirited question, and it was disgraceful because it dishonors the people and their families who have died. I remember hearing that. I don't know if it was the same day or not, but I think it was the CNN White House reporter who asked, would you say this is mission accomplished, as they were thinking about closing down the task force. And President Trump has had a pretty good run in his career. Think about all the time in New York working with the press, where he's quick on his feet when somebody asks him a question like that. Now, that's an insincere question. It's meant as a gotcha. It's a reference to when President Bush said mission accomplished, and it was maybe premature to say that, or certainly the press worked it up that way. But it was a snotty question, and that is the tenor of the times. That's the way that reporters think their role is. Somewhere along the way, they have become more than what they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be there representing the American people, asking tough questions. That's okay. Nobody said it's a good idea to have snotty questions and for that to be good part of learning things in the Republic here. If you want freedom of the press, there's some basic responsibilities. One of them is just being a decent human being.
One of the storylines we keep hearing from some of the network reporters is that President Trump doesn't have compassion. He doesn't have empathy. He really has only spent 5 minutes talking about the number of people, the deaths, and hasn't gone out to see any families of people that have been affected by the Chinese Wuhan virus. First of all, every time a reporter says, in fact, one reporter asked, how many deaths is acceptable? Which, again, was another BS question. And President Trump, without hesitation, said, none, none, none. He said it three times. And he said, one is too many. And every time he said that, he said, look, we've had 50,000 deaths, and one is too many. And, I want zero. He has made it a point to say that, yet they keep attacking. And I really believe whether you're Democrat, Republican, people kind of see through that nonsense. Look, the diehard Republicans are going to vote for President Trump, the diehard Democrats. It's the independents. It's people that always change the election. And people this, and I've talked to many independents, and they said, the gotcha thing is really class. It's no intent question. There's going to be plenty of time to do a postmortem after. Right? Where do we go to play? I really believe probably China.
I think that there is quality in where I get that. Because what I see after some past conference, I think, lost life for him. That is, I order and everybody all go down there because and often give.
You can only an ancient it's Fox print. I don't think, genuinely trying to, if their integrity, they believe that most trying to risk.
The only, I think, very quickly one for you. Who asks, he never would lie.
See, now he's the same.
Trump, in the media, to work best I can, it's there in the press. You start first.
Right. See, a month later, to town in San, you had builders saying to the, was it Lunar, everything is great, somebody for being, should go after, well, I think I want.
That's Ernest Wynn's senses. And it's serving and plugging on. I use emptying it in a very thrown mind up. And to think. I think there's against that type. Even plans in the box. I've seen research on the other side. Right. They want it for not that we all have.
Newsroom at CBS News broadcast. What's this
button? In the Apple. This really is the 15th. Here is Bill Carey, too.
It was very simple. We need a fair Communist Party. He win and hide the hard time on that. As will always be full. Mayor the extra grace of party. Happier and Kara to all the other.
Live feed will begin to back.
CNR, your medical center.
TheSouth.com, I'm Rudge, the U.S. government leader in denial involvement in the military one secret.
Friend, it would be called an
Senate Foreign Administration of the attempt. Greg
Food and Drug gave a nation for immigration officials a key in test by San Diego. Of the virus results in 15 minutes. New York's investigating the deaths of three young children who all died from a toxic syndrome linked to the corona. We get the latest from Julie Walker, reporting from New York.
Governor Cuomo cautions developing, but warns parents and doctors to be on the lookout for
symptoms similar to cowies or
toxic shock-like syndrome.
At least 7 have been sickened, and quote, 3 that died all had COVID or the antibodies, but those were not the symptoms they showed when entering the hospital.
This is the last thing that we need at this time with all that's going on, with all the anxiety we have.
The governor also says the state's death toll ticked up to 226, 10 more than a day earlier, but hospitalizations are down. Julie Walker, New York.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine. Thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
British leaders weighing whether or not to ease restrictions and by how much. Transport Minister Grant Shapps can't confirm that Prime Minister Boris Johnson will announce new quarantine rules for people traveling into the UK, but he says that would make sense.
Bearing in mind the sacrifice the British people have made this last 7 weeks and counting, we can't have a situation where everyone else is being asked to stay at home, but others could come into the country. It's also worth pointing out that the numbers coming to the country are very, very small, but it is a question of that judgment.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer for England, Jonathan Van Tam, says whatever Johnson does announce, he expects the measures to be very controlled.
Whatever the Prime Minister announces that we will do next, it is going to be extremely cautious and extremely careful and extremely painstaking.
At least 6 of the 20 English Premier League soccer teams are concerned about the plan to use neutral stadiums. This is townhall.com. A federal court halted the Kentucky governor's temporary ban on mass gathering from applying to in-person religious services.
The temporary restraining order issued Friday enjoins Democratic Governor Andy Beshear's administration from enforcing the ban at any in-person religious service statewide. The federal court halted the Kentucky governor's temporary ban on mass gatherings from applying to in-person religious services, clearing the way for Sunday church services. The ruling from the Eastern District of Kentucky sided with the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Nicholsville, but applies to all places of worship around the Commonwealth. Two other federal judges had previously ruled the ban was constitutional. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Trump administration is asking a judge to throw out a lawsuit filed by 3 Democratic state attorneys general seeking to force the U.S. archivist to recognize Virginia's vote to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment and adopt it in the U.S. Constitution. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, Find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Yeah, you're going to hear my two-part interview with Vice President Mike Pence. I did it late yesterday afternoon, got a lot of the breaking news in. Hope you like it. I know you'll get insight from it. And we'll take some calls right after that. So I'll roll part one in this block. Then I'll take some calls and get your emails. Then I'll come back with part two, and you'll see we're covering all the major news of the day. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
President gave an interview. Blue state coronavirus bailouts are unfair to Republicans. First of all, this is not a blue state issue. It's not just Democratic states that have an economic shortfall. Republican states have an economic shortfall.
What they want to do is make sure the money's not going to bad pension programs that force a lot of people to leave New York for places like Florida and Texas and now North Carolina. Rescue me. A cry from states and the Democrats' demand from the GOP. The GOP, the president, and Mitch McConnell weigh in.
Number two.
The Communist Party leaders feel themselves cornered, and they feel that all these calls for investigations, they know that something really wrong is going to be exposed. They know they have no defense, and so therefore they're acting belligerently.
There you go. Gordon Chang, a China expert, if there ever is one. China pushes back on world criticism for the handling of the virus created within their borders. We don't know exactly how. As Americans' class action suits mount, here the China defense and our retort.
Number one.
Thanks to the profound commitment of our citizens, we've flattened the curve. Our country is now in the next stage of the battle, a very safe, phased, and gradual reopening.
There is the president, determined to get past the pandemic, the fight, and the comeback. President moves forward with beating the COVID-19 as more states open up, more businesses return to work, and even to play. Are you ready? And so a surprising poll says the majority of Americans are not. Are not. Really. I'm stunned by that. Because I am. Most people I know are. They definitely understand the virus. They have proper caution. But they don't. But the numbers are pretty overwhelming. And I'm going to get to a lot of the reopening with Mike Pence. So I'm going to bring up China in this block. I got to tell you, Kelly McEnany will be giving a update today. She's back during the press briefings. That's great, I think. She does a good job. And I think the President of the United States is meeting with the Iowa governor. They're having food supply issues, especially when it comes to meat and pork. They'll go over that and, more importantly, talk about opening up because we're not past the virus. Rural areas are being hit up to a degree. Now, listen to this poll. And I'm going to take your calls on this. Opposition to reopening gyms, according to the Washington Post University of Maryland poll. 78% oppose opening up gyms. I am not one of them. Dine-in restaurants, nail salons, 74% oppose it. 56% say they're comfortable making a trip to the grocery store. I don't know. Figure that out. If you can go to the grocery store, wouldn't you think you can go to the clothing store? No. 67% say they'd be uncomfortable going to a clothing store. If you're uncomfortable, you wear gloves. Arrows on the floor, which direction to go down aisles, please. 63% of Americans say they're either very or somewhat worried. I get that. 36% say they are not worried. We got to get this country going again. It's not an option sitting on the sidelines. That's why the president has pretty much about to sunset his task force and talk more about an economic force, which, of course, is an invitation to all his critics. Meanwhile, China is the number one threat to us. They are the cause of this economic catastrophe that they besieged on the world, especially to us. And despite the fact that they are clearly to blame, it did not stop Chuck Schumer, a longtime critic of China, of blaming Trump. Cut 21.
He spends half his time on blaming other people or other issues. You know, he's now blaming China. Well, guess what, Mr. President? It doesn't, even if it came from China, and even if it came from China wrongly, why didn't you do something about it?
Okay, Chuck, it came from China. Number two, he did do something about it. You could say that he didn't act swift enough. Well, then you got to criticize 79-year-old Anthony Fauci, because in late February, he said it wouldn't be a problem. He stopped the flights from China. 2 weeks later, he stopped it from the European Union. What didn't happen is China didn't stop flights from China everywhere else and poison the world. And we weren't thinking that Europe was the problem. How dare we? We thought China might be acting responsibly. They weren't even saying it was transferable human to human. And you had to push the impeachment. I'm not sure it was really you, but you did nothing but aggressively attack it. Meanwhile, Vice President of the United States, around 3:45 Eastern Time yesterday afternoon, was able to give us some time, came back in here to the Great West Babylon Studios, and we talked. Watch. Mr. Vice President, I know you're having a busy day, so I'm just looking at some numbers here. They're staggering. There are 70,000 people that lost their lives. Unemployment expected to hit 34%, dramatically different from January of the same year. Where is the light at the end of the tunnel?
Brian, it's good to be with you. And first, let me just say there's never a day goes by that we don't think of and pray for the families that have suffered loss. As President Trump often says, one life lost is too many. And when the president tapped me to lead the White House Coronavirus Task Force, he said, one mission, that's to save lives. We brought together the full weight of the federal government, incredible efforts that the American people have made in states across the country. As we stand, truth is, we have slowed the spread. We're seeing encouraging signs all across the country, including in areas where the very significant, the greater New York City area, New Orleans, Detroit, elsewhere. We're seeing, declining hospitalizations, most importantly, declining losses. All of that has only been made because of the willingness of the American people to step forward, and as businesses large and small, mm-hmm. and to put into practice the president's coronavirus guidelines. America, and I just couldn't be more American people.
I know I've heard you worked on it, and that's why I was somewhat surprised that there was talk of, in fact, it might have been you, that said you're probably going to be disbanding this soon, Anthony Fauci, Dr. Birx and company. What could you tell us about that?
Well, what I can tell you is preliminary, but it'll all be based on the canon. You know, the White House Coronavirus Task Force. In January, he asked me to lead it in late February of government approach. But as we make progress, as we continue to see hospitalizations and heartbreaking losses begin to decline, turned there to we really will be a for us task force. But the work that we have to expand to make sure the course of the summer for the to bring the men ultimately be the prayer are to continue.
What were doctors or that we're going to be some.
Extraordinary discussions, who's extraordinary job, brought her in as role or team, wherever they're just counsel to the day. And me, this president, see that put them well.
You had a whistleblower law office involved in intensive with President Isaac Newt. You can quote it in his when he was warned. Tell me about.
And I don't believe her action. And I have you, Brian. The time from January, time that he stood up the same month, decisive in months, though ending, calling on the what we're at. This brought energy and lives. And when this working with him about solution without and lose million American the S-200 instrument, and despite the lives and prevented our health from, I'm proud to require here in the incident to the Wookiee name level provide the supply for us and to meet.
I just want Anthony Titus in here to the answer.
Can you tell the American about
not the fight? It's a very risk. States American public
about the premier X virus of Venice.
Like I just healthcare team that president that no other will into the United from China. Extraordinary measure, and some you know some have pointed out that some four Americans returned from China followed. But what they failed to mention is the president also had our team stand up a screening process.
Yeah.
At 11 American air coming back into the country. They were asked to quarantine for 14 days in many jurisdictions.
So,
circumstances, but this
and that's
president
good, yeah.
on even while health officials going off of the best information they had at the time. We're still assessing the risk was low. President Trump took action. And, Brian, there's no question that it bought us invaluable time to stand up our nation and save American lives.
But it's just also no question that a premier expert in the country did not think this virus was going to be bad on America in late January. So,
well, I think that may have been around or shortly before the time that we had information about human-to-human transmission. I mean, the truth is China sat on information, Brian. And as the president said, at the right time and in the right way, we're going to hold China and the World Health Organization accountable for the way they disserved America and disserve the world.
I just understand, too.
I don't want to be critical of people's limited information, but it just really does put in high relief the decisive leadership that President Trump demonstrated in closing all travel from China, standing up the White House Coronavirus Task Force, and in the months that would follow, I couldn't be more proud to have been a part of our national response.
Yeah, we're going to talk more to the vice president shortly, and we're also going to talk about the letter that Senator Schumer sent to the president saying we need a national strategy on testing, and we want it now. I thought the president had one. I asked that to the vice president. He is remarkably optimistic, does not, unlike his the president, who would not have failed to been more succinct on that answer. It's got to somehow make him feel a little bit better, validate him for them people who say there was a slow response. Well, when your experts who are apolitical don't have a warning shot, what shot do you have if you're not a scientist? Brian Kilmeade Show, back with you in just a moment.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Please listen. This is important. Anyone can be affected by the prescription opioid crisis. If you think you've been hurt by Purdue or its prescription opioids like OxyContin, you may be entitled to compensation as part of Purdue's bankruptcy, but you have to file a claim. Claims may include overdose, death, substance use disorder, lost wages, and neonatal abstinence syndrome. A confidential claim can be filed by individuals, a legal guardian, by survivors or relatives of people who have died or are disabled. The deadline to file a claim is June 30th, 2020, or you will lose your right to file a claim. For more information, visit PurduePharmaClaims.com, or you can call toll-free 1-844-217-0912. That's 1-844-217-0912. Paid for by Prime Clerk, LLC.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
IKEA makes the Dean's List for giving out one of their most delicious recipes. Like so many other businesses that have shut their door due to the coronavirus outbreak, IKEA decided to publish a homemade meatball recipe for their devoted fans to try in quarantine. And although it's not exactly the same iconic meatball recipe that's used in their stores, it does include the delicious cream sauce, which IKEA management says is a worthy alternative to the original. IKEA County Food Manager Lorena Lurido said in a statement, "We know that some people might be missing our meatballs, which is why we've released an at-home alternative, which, using easily accessible ingredients, will help those looking for some inspiration in the kitchen. Staying at home can be hard, but we want to make sure that everyone's lives are a little bit easier and more enjoyable." IKEA, you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engine is throttling up. 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
It's a good news, sir.
SSSR.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Everyone wants to see a treatment for COVID-19 as quickly as possible, no matter where it comes from. But it might be especially exciting if the breakthrough originates with one of the cutest animals on the planet, llamas. Researchers from Belgium and the University of Texas at Austin worked with an antibody produced by a 4-year-old llama named Winter. They say the antibody latched on to the coronavirus and prevented it from entering healthy cells and developing into COVID-19. Writing in the journal Cell, the researchers say this treatment would be even better than a vaccine because the protection would begin right away, while a vaccine can take several weeks to take effect. So far, the treatment from Winter, the llama, has only been tried on cell cultures in the lab, but researchers will soon test it on animals, and if that goes well, move on to human testing. By the way, it's not just llamas. Alpacas also have this antibody. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're talking about the rescue plan. Looks like Democrats and Republicans are differing there. Also, John Ratcliffe is going through his nomination process as DNI. He should be getting a vote next week in committee and then out to the general population of the Senate. And a lot of states are getting angry. The president is not all in on just giving states a blank check. Meanwhile, one of the big stories that we had previous hour was this haircutter in Dallas who refused to stay closed. Opened up. They told her, here's a restraining order, closed. She said, no. They brought her to court. She said, the judge said, I'll fine you, keep you out of jail, just apologize, say you were selfish. She said, no. A lot of people weighing in on that. First off, Bonnie writes me and says, I just searched this on the Internet. Not one mainstream media outlet, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, have even covered it. It's outrageous. Others have written me and talked about different cures and things like that. But Kathy writes me on the haircutter issue. She says, there's a Pennsylvania senator getting her hair cut while the Pennsylvania barbers and hair salons are not allowed to open. We see this over and over again. What about Illinois? What about all these other people to getting their hair cuts and going to the beach? In the case of this London expert having an affair on the side while testing positive for the coronavirus, according to a now-deleted Instagram posting and picture from Press Secretary of Pennsylvania Senator Jay Coster, Brittany Cramsey, and the senator received a haircut from her, she can be seen on the Internet if you do a search on her name. So that's part of the double standard which drives people crazy. Another hair salon email. John writes me and says, you're on the spot. This is ridiculous, putting her in jail. What is Texas? The new China? Glad I'm in Missouri. Just keep in mind, Texas is pushing to open. There's somewhat of a risk there in rural areas especially. Salons open Friday. Leave this woman alone. Let it go by the boards. When she had her big tearing up ceremony, that put a lot of pressure on law enforcement, though. Feel so bad for the cops that got to enforce this. Listen, when we come back, part two of my interview with Mike Pence, we talk about Chuck Schumer, the letter, where we're going as a country, getting us all back on track. And then I take more of your calls, 1-866-408-7669.
Since that last checkered flag.
Second win of the season for Joe Logano.
It's been 2 months, 8 days, 17 hours, and 22 minutes. We've been waiting to hear those four words. NASCAR is back
Live from Darlington, Sunday, May 17th on Fox.
It's Mother's Day, y'all. And I think particularly this Mother's Day, we need a little extra love and togetherness.
Join us as Paula Deen makes a meal to remember. Learn the secrets and love that go into one of her favorite dishes. One only Mama could make. From her very own kitchen.
At home with me, Paula Deen, on Fox Nation.
And to give the gift of Fox Nation to your mother, visit foxnation.com/gift.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
For the most part, viruses are essential to life. Only about 1% are what's called pathogenic, harmful rogues causing everything from the common cold to the coronavirus pandemic. So why would a good God make a world in which what can be good for us could also potentially bring our death?
There are no simplistic answers.
Theologian and mathematician Dr. John Lennox has written a small but timely book that addresses the current public health crisis sweeping the globe. In it, he explores the dilemma of a good God who allows natural evil like destructive viruses.
Does God offer us anything to cope with that? Now, my book is entitled, Where is God in a Coronavirus World? And it's interesting, when people ask me that question, I tend to say to them, where was God in your world before it hit?
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Take actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover or sneeze. Clean and disinfect objects with household For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Broadcast.
Every portfolio you can with Fox with your next reports the mainstream. Turn this for the investor needs.
Knives, Oakland and quantities in canceling the 20th-19. He stood in Capitol House and was presided.
Energy, which we bring with the glow, can truly fellow American ask for you.
Stay tuned for our Fox News.
Oh, brewers, welcome home to be brewed. Be clear, Coors Light.
All commercials, melting, Colson, Kansas, food, but in consumer. Who use the ferment, but none of it gets into a wig court, but a federal prince for the litigation market. Coors doesn't let it can justice.
This, Brian. So, if you're listening to the show lately, my feeling is science, but get through the economy. I'm waiting for them to come up with muffins in September. About 16,000 to 15,000 on there. They're going to know what entrance seat. It'll be about feather between the group season. Maybe they're not going to leave the game most of the time. That's an example. The times. That's what to do. And until September, make it public. Go to, you know, go to an. I think I'm going to go to a. Because they enter. I like the stadium on. They actually playing baseball. Is tough. The draft again. President setting up the task. We didn't know anything about it. President probably will have to follow it is day. My interview with the vice president said of the presidential vote from Schumer. Strategy 10, a fundamental notion that the flexibility in let Senator Pat.
Encourage every governor's. The great conference. Four weeks ago, massive capacity in their OBS 50 states at the level of the testing that they did. None of this could have been about this administration. Massive into the March and unlocked. And here today, when I worry, all of the pub coronavirus tests in the month of February of the year.
But now,
7.3 million and more than a quarter of a million tests every day. It's a testament to it's a strategy that implemented. We're going to continue to work with to make sure they have the tests to meet their needs.
It's the Illinois governor, Governor Tutu.
I've risen to the challenge. You know, I talk to my fellow governors, Republicans and Democrats. We've shared one another about how to keep people safe. We've gotten some guidance from the CDC, but much of what came out of the White House for many weeks was not helpful. We need us to lead on the defense product WABs, to help us get VTM, to help us get that really hasn't much happened.
You want to answer him? He certainly is a critic.
Well, I spoke to Governor in our conference call on day with all the governors from all the 50 states and territories. And I think at this best that he's, because of the laboratory we helped him unlock in Illinois and the testing supplies we've given him, that he's doing more than 20,000 tests per day. And we'll contend. I mean, look, this is an unprecedented national response. We've had a full partnership with governors around, and I have to tell you, in all of my interactions with governors in either political party, I just couldn't be more proud right. of of the way this president has forged the kind of a partnership with all of our state governors that's really serve the interests of the American people, and we'll do that. But I will tell you, I mean, 200 community-based testing sites we've stood up with the states this week. We'll start shipping out, as I said, swabs and medium and test tubes. Every state is going to receive on a weekly basis this month everything they need to do the test.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever going to be happy. I just want to bring you something I know is passionate on your side. I know you have to run. But in Virginia, the Department of Justice is siding with a Virginia church that filed a lawsuit against the state over the Governor Northam stay-at-home order restricting in-person religious services to do no more than 10 people. So they had 16 people in the Lighthouse Fellowship Church, and they got served a restraining order, and the Department of Justice has sided with them. Is this a case of overreach by a governor, aside, in your judgment, of the Department of Justice ruling? Does this offend you?
Well, the Department of Justice believes that, and I strongly agree. Look, we, even in the midst of a national emergency, every American enjoys our cherished liberties, including the freedom of religion. And the very idea that the Commonwealth of Virginia would sanction a church for having 16 people come to a Palm Sunday service when I think the church actually seats about 250 was just beyond the pale. And I'm truly grateful for Attorney General Barr standing by religious liberty. And as we approach the National Day of Prayer this Thursday, we're going to be celebrating the faith of the American people and the freedom to practice and live out our faith every day. And that's why I wanted to speak out in favor of the DOJ's action and just assure every American that we are going to stand by men and women of faith of every religion in this country and protect, even in this challenging time, protect their freedom of religion.
The other major story in the news is General Michael Flynn. It was his conversation with you that prompted the president to say he wasn't candid with you. Mm-hmm. I have to let him go. You said upon further review, maybe he was not lying. Can you bring us in that moment, being that his reputation is on the line, he's been financially ruined, and this could be the beginning of us getting his side of the story? What would you like to ask General Flynn if you could talk to him now?
Well, look, General Michael Flynn is a great American patriot who served our country in uniform with courage and distinction. But when I look at the evidence that's come to light in recent weeks, real evidence of prosecutorial abuse, it's deeply troubling to me. And I'm more convinced than ever that the comments he made to me were he misrepresented what he had said in a telephone call with the Russian ambassador that were unintentional. I'm much more inclined to believe that he unintentionally misstated the facts in that call. But look, there's a great injustice done to General Michael Flynn, and I think it's becoming more and more clear, not only to me, but to people all across this country.
That he was targeted?
Well, it's hard to believe when you see language written in the margins of official documents that talk about trying to get someone to lie. It just represents a level of prosecutorial abuse it should be deeply troubling to every American, whatever their politics, whatever their political philosophy.
Vice President Pence, can't thank you enough for our time, and our audience thanks you as well. Truly appreciate it.
Brian, great to be with you, and I just must tell you that as we have made our way in the past few months, and we continue to make our way, I just am so grateful to the American people for the way they have stood. Their faith, their resilience, their willingness to care for the most vulnerable has saved lives, and because of what they've done, we're getting through this. We're getting through this as a nation, and I truly do believe the day will come soon when we put the coronavirus in the past, and it'll be a great tribute to all of the American people when that day comes.
And do you want to rethink the task force if it does come back in the fall, like Fauci said, he's going to come back in the winter, he can guarantee it? Would you bring the task force back if you had sunsetted it?
That'll be a decision for the president of the United States. The president stood up the task force in January, but I can promise you that at President Trump's direction, we're going to continue in whatever format to marshal the full resources of the federal government to confront the coronavirus and put the health of the American people first.
Best of luck, Mr. Vice President. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian. All the best.
Go get him. And you know, he does a show out of respect for our audience. I mean, they've done it in the past. They get huge feedback, and he wants to get his message out. So I really salute to you guys, and he wanted to speak directly to you, and that's why in the afternoon when they became available, I went flying back 5 hours later to come do the interview for today. So he gave a lot there. We did not get to talk about remdesivir or the China threat. I'll talk about that with you if you want. We also have Mark Siegel on next hour if you're able to stick around. I'm not sure what hour your affiliate takes the show. We come back, I'm going to open it up. I'm going to have more to know. I'm going to take some calls. Also, I'm getting a ton of email, especially on that Dallas haircutter arrested, spending 7 days in jail, it looks like, because she refused to close, because she just wanted to work. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers, hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
Thank you for calling. Currently, we're with other customers.
You know, the way we do business is changing.
Please briefly hold. You are very important to us.
Your customers need to get a hold of you and you with them.
Your estimated wait time is 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Make it easier with Podium, the messaging tool for local businesses. Podium helps communicate with customers more efficiently by making your business line textable, giving customers a more convenient way to connect. Your entire team can prioritize the most urgent messages and have access to a shared inbox so everyone can stay in sync. Podium also helps generate online reviews and attract new customers. It can even help with getting paid remotely. Yes, the way we do business has changed, and Podium can make that transition much easier. Most businesses can be up and running within 24 hours. Go to podium.com/talk or text the code TALK to 511-511. Text TALK to 511-511 today.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A customer that left their entire stimulus check to a restaurant in Arkansas makes today's Dean's List. Despite the difficulties of remaining open during the COVID-19 shutdown, the Colonial Steakhouse restaurant in Pine Bluff has managed to stay open by maintaining a team of just 4 employees to offer curbside pickup 3 days a week. And recently, one of the restaurant's regular customers decided to leave a hefty tip for their takeout order, and the staffers were stunned by the amount. The customer tipped the Colonial Steakhouse $1,200, which was the customer's entire stimulus check issued by the federal government to relieve the financial burden of the pandemic. Colonial Steakhouse manager Allison Hall says, "We started crying and thanking God because it came at a time that most of our staff really needed it. Thank you to the kind customer who left the generous tip. You made the Dean's List." Janice Dean, Fox News.
Woo!
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Brett Michaels. The legendary rocker joining in on the costume party fun on season 3 of Fox's hit singing competition, The Masked Singer.
I was honored to be on this show. I had so much fun on The Masked Singer. That is the truth. I had a great time. As crazy as that show is.
Michaels was masquerading on the show as the banana. On the night of his unmasking, Michaels sang a special song to mark a huge milestone in his life.
It's 10 years of me celebrating surviving the brain hemorrhage. At the exact moment when I was singing Knocking on Heaven's Door on that stage on the West Coast was when they were taking me in to operate. They were operating on my brain.
After being revealed as the banana, the 57-year-old singer is focusing on peeling back layers of himself in Volume 1 of Brett Michaels' Autoscrapography.
You could really feel what I was going through in my life, far beyond the music.
The Poison frontman is also keeping busy during quarantine by entertaining fans with his online series, Rosebush Sessions. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks to the profound commitment of our citizens, we've flattened the curve and countless American lives have been saved. Our country is now in the next stage of the battle, a very safe, phased, and gradual reopening. Progress is being made. I don't want to talk about it until it's there. We don't want to talk too soon.
President of the United States talking optimistically, got out for him, got into the plant in Arizona, Honeywell plant. They're a military firm, and they were able to make masks and PPE equipment, and he wanted to salute them. GM salute on 60 Minutes. I was pretty much in awe of how they went from cars to ventilators. But there's a great story there. The president said, I'm going to use him. Yeah, well, we have to hit him. It's the problem by it. That's it. Herman from World War II, you got makers to make tanks, medical devices, this many else. Writes me and said, in a situation on why it works to report some concern over packaging facility. Our company, Smithfield, includes the product in Sioux American brand, Armor, Galtway, name a few. Know that you have on the poll that people are very wary about restaurants. We don't want to go. I haven't take precaution. All think the poll you reviewed, polls, Glenn and Dayton, Ohio.
And thanks for having me on.
No,
I was talking, and he was the pastor. Another famous Indian, and he came out what course. Give me a quote. Yeah. I don't know. Still.
If there's a enemy by and now entering for something wrong about that, Americans want on our shield.
More, you know.
Pope Anaheim, they all wear many carry their heads around there. 80,000 people, 24,000. And Paul says, that's fine. After the amid the chain, which is permanently the cutting process by August, their nearly safe goal, huge prop back to the general line. All in separation, company delivers no kid. That is according to 2,6,000 people. There's more to know. Show diverse news better join the Kill Me.
This is important. You may be entitled to come, but you have to vote death or wrong. You can be filed by endeavors or relative died. Deadline is June 42. You will lose. I'm a claim for 1-09. That's 09. LC.
This is 99.
Good at incision for this
media of the public plan.
At the end, I completely put to me by the attorney.
The Eagle has come to step off the land now. It's wide up for man.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled.
Good morning. What time is bad for fuzzing?
News as it happens, new happens.
This is Fox News.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRochester. Three members of the White House coronavirus force, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, have placed themselves after contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The other two are Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the commissioner of the FDA. The federal government is sending supply that appears to help speed COVID-19 patients to 6 states.
Remdesivir was cleared for emergency use by the Food and Drug last week. Now the Department of Services says it's delivering 360 cases of the antiviral drug, 140 to 110 to New Jersey, 40 to Michigan, 30 each to Connecticut and Maryland, and 10 to Iowa. Each case contains 40 vials of remdesivir. State and local health departments will distribute it, but HHS says it will go to more critical patients, including those on ventilators or in need of supplemental oxygen. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. health officials have revoked permission for masks made by more than 60 Chinese manufacturers that failed to meet U.S. standards.
The Food and Drug Administration warned this week that the faulty masks could endanger healthcare workers treating patients with COVID-19. Due to shortages of masks, the FDA authorized imports based on testing data from the manufacturers. But U.S. officials reported that new testing in the U.S. showed dozens of the Chinese masks failed to filter particles at the level needed to adequately protect workers. The agency said only 14 masks met U.S. standards. Keith Peters, Washington.
Mary Pratt, who played for the Rockford Peaches and Kenosha Comets in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, has died. She was 101. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Shortly after the government relaxed social distancing guidelines, a flurry of new COVID-19 cases in South Korea emerged. The cases were linked to clubgoers who went out last week and led more than 2,100 nightclubs, bars, and discos in Seoul to be shut down.
South Korea's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or KCDC, said most of the new cases that were reported were linked to a 29-year-old man who visited three clubs in Seoul last week before testing positive days later. The number of infections could grow as health workers are scrambling to trace contacts of clubgoers. Park said health workers have been attempting to contact almost 2,000 people who were listed as visitors to the three clubs and other venues nearby, but so far they have been unable to reach all of them. I'm Karen Chamas.
Singer Billy Joel turned 71 years old on Saturday. Actress Candace Bergen turned 74. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Store workers across the country suddenly being asked to enforce the rules that govern shopping during the coronavirus pandemic.
That means customer service employees often must confront shoppers who aren't wearing masks, enforce social distancing measures like one-way aisles, and limit the number of people allowed inside a store. It's a tension-filled role for which most of them have received little or no training. The effort sometimes provoke testy customers. The burden is sure to become greater as more businesses start to reopen in nearly a dozen states. Patrick Frost reporting.
Winter wheat harvest just weeks away, and U.S. harvesters struggling to get the foreign workers they usually rely on to run their combines. With embassies shuttered and borders closed, overseas workers having a tough time getting into the country, and those that do get in have to be quarantined. Harvesters are trying to hire American workers, but many lack the skills or the desire to work in agriculture. More at townhall.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our nine new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and four huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for four with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and two large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed three to four, so try all nine. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Fox News Radio Studios in New York City. Fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. This hour, we're going to be joined by Elaine Chao, Secretary of Transportation. What are we going to need to get mass transportation going again? What is the national approach? And Michael Petrie will be with us. He wants to be the next congressman to fill Peter King's seat over in Nassau County. He also is calling out the governor by letting these, he believes, the whole nursing home situation literally be ignored, costing thousands of lives. We'll discuss that from his point of view. And we got Chris Wallace waiting on the line. Of course, it's getting kind of interesting and more uplifting because we're talking about actually opening up states. 43 states have lifted some type of business restriction. However, we got 19% unemployment. We just added 3 million more to the rolls. Las Vegas at 25%. So our challenges are out there, but at least we're getting in the game. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The president is attempting to hold up China as the boogeyman.
The reason that we're in the crisis that we are today is not because of anything that China did.
President Trump continues to blame China for the virus and the rising deaths.
Right. That is the media really being fair and balanced. Media mania, the unrelenting criticism for Americans' media gets a reality check while they continue to give China a pass and Joe Biden a free ride.
Number two.
This judge was vindictive. He was out to make a point. She was fighting for her kids. She was fighting for her 18 employees, mostly, as she said, because their moms without jobs. And what this judge did was a total disgrace.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, irrational approach. The only way to explain the arrest of owners and banning of sunbathers while some states focus on releasing prisoners. We'll try to make sense of it all.
Number one.
But we know how to deal with it now much better. You know, nobody knew anything about it initially. We can't have our whole country out. Can't do it. Country won't take it. It won't stand it. It's not sustainable.
Finding a way to stay open. And looking instead of finding a way to close, big administration push and state-by-state progress as our country tries to stop the bleeding on jobs and revenue while fighting the virus and taking on China. Now this.
And now, the Brian Kilmeade Show welcomes back Mr. Sunday, the receptive voice, the king, all that, and so much more.
You have misplayed this so badly because okay. We had a wonderful little thing going here.
Yep.
Chris Wallace.
You know, Chris Wallace also.
Which I would complain about that totally misleading and taken out of context announcement, but I'm not because there is bigger news today. And let me put it in a number. 56. 56. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's your birthday.
Yes, it is.
I'm a little surprised to see that you were 56 years old. I did not know that you were, I don't know how the way to put it, but that old.
Wow. Because you see me without a shirt on and you think I have the body of a 20-year-old. Is that right?
I don't know. I thought you were about 50. I know you're in good shape. You look young and vigorous and, Do you do something to yourself? I mean, do we do Botox or dye the hair or something like that?
Nothing. All I do is now I got a Peloton because they shut my gym down. I'm the only one denied gym access in the country. So I have to work out a little bit at home. So I do that, and that's about it. You know, I get a massage. You go to the chiropractor. That's like Botox in a way.
So you have a Peloton? I mean, usually the only ones I see on TV using Peloton are women who weigh about 110 pounds.
You haven't seen all the commercials. In one, a man and a woman are looking at each other across the apartment, and they're in competition, and the woman wins. I sense that if this was to play out, they would date. But that's just to show you how much I'm watching the Peloton ad.
Absolutely. So like when you do the Peloton, do you tune in to, you know, one of the classes and you hear them and they say, Brian, you're third?
No, I haven't yet to take a live class. I always take them on tape. But it's really, listen, by the time I'm done, I'm sweating. That's the key.
A sweaty 56-year-old Brian Kilmeade. Ladies and gentlemen, I have provided you with that image, which you'll never be able to erase.
Right. Chris Wallace has a book coming out. It's called Countdown, Countdown 1945, The Extraordinary Story of the 116 Days That Changed the World, coming out on June 9th. So you're going to try to do a book tour, and you'll try to do a lot of media, but it's going to be tough because you can't travel like you normally travel, right? I mean, right now, who knows what June's going to bring?
I mean, they're telling me the other day the publicists for the book, the publishers, are saying a virtual book signing. I said, what's a virtual book signing? And apparently, like, you get on Skype or Zoom or something like that, and you sit there and you sign books while people on the system, you know, I'm very good at this technological stuff, ask you questions. So I don't know. I guess I'm going to be doing that. Have you ever done a virtual book signing?
Yeah, I did some of them. We're going to do some stuff like on Zoom type thing. I don't know if it's going to work. We're doing it actually. We're doing it actually in Tulsa. I have a paperback coming out Tuesday. In fact, they were telling me how to promote this, too. I'm doing this thing on Zoom. It says, this is the verbiage. Come join me on Tuesday, May 12th, paperback release of Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers. Got brand new material. It's happening over Zoom, so you can by going to BrianKilmeade.com. Okay, that's it. And then we can talk. So it's on Zoom.
So we were talking about me and when you're...
Right, that's it. I took it.
But you're beat against you.
Right, I would. Like on Tuesday, and include
the book, see on Amazon, in a thing it, the hundreds of the story, I'm not to promote. Harry Truman, August 6th, really. So I sent it out, especially to my best colleagues that have written a book. So, as you know, the executive, with all due person, read the book. He couldn't put it in the book. Because it doesn't get
it. Chef, Nick Holm, Gary.
Okay.
This is good. And I give him credit for being good. And 100% of the hot 40 of the employee, 37 look trans. He first responder sitting couch wasting help 60 cents, sending the curve to walk on the beach. We can't go to a restaurant. We can go to the haircut. We won't fly. Thanks. Take it.
Just ask the rate to some degree that I for the you know us to go measured for a sucker. What happened can be happening. I else listening to you, but it's not a what's I, are you first that and you know when you get closer to. Continue against the task force and nothing bad.
Nothing bad every day. Have to open up and paying for it to admit your set. I'm just trying to. I am hairdressers in jail for because the governor of Texas is going to allow salon. And we're not. And these are feisty rules. Feel
completely agree. I mean, you cannot. Every conservative Republican is doing. I don't think Wild West ever is to basically chin and suck. In the end, issue in an eye. And get different opinions out, and I'm, you know, Peter's and the doctor bad, and turns out wave, and that's a lot worse. They had a big miss, and you know, the funds.
Stunning, you know, point of follows policy, virus. A Democrat acknowledged traction that the president, well, like, in the fact.
Because I'm out of China. Question, they're interested in, because in the end, it's not going to, I'm not, Trump is trying to think he did, like, this is a, at this point, country, and he will, if anyone's in China, of course it started in China.
Chris, I know you don't have settled guests. The news breaking as quick as it is and everything changing. Do you think...
No, it's because we have anybody, but go ahead.
do you think Russia scope map will make your show?
Maybe. I haven't... I don't. Here's what I don't understand. Why Republicans are complaining about the Russia scope memo. This is the memo that Rod Rosenstein... wrote to Mueller in August of 2017, correct?
Yep.
Well, so what he basically said is investigate everything. Investigate Carter Page. Investigate Mike Flynn. I don't know why that makes Mueller look bad. If anything, it makes Rosenstein and the Justice Department, which was they were all appointed by Republicans. Rod Rosenstein was a Trump appointee, so...
I should not have asked this up against the break. I have a million answers to that, but Rod Rosenstein isn't necessarily He was there for a blink of an eye. He gets this. He actually thinks Trump's in bed for some reason with Russia. And then it, to me, he seems like he realized in the middle of it he isn't. He lands the plane, but the scope memo allowed them to go anywhere and everywhere. And that's why you have what a mess we had for the last 2 years. But that's where I think you got to. I think it would, you have to have that debate on Sunday. I think it'll be great.
Okay. All right. Let me write down a little bit. I know you've got to go to a break. I'll write it down. So I just want to remember. And if you send me an email with more ideas and questions, because you, nor as you normally, I didn't get it last week, and I was really kind of adrift.
Thanks, Chris Wallace. Appreciate it.
Can I just say one last
talk
thing?
Talk to you soon. Yes.
Happy birthday.
All right. You're very appreciated. We'll hang out next year when we're allowed to see each other. Talk to you soon. Back with phone calls.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text RIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text RIP to 42424 right now. Text RIP to 42424. That's RIP to 42424.
Are your tax problems keeping you up at night? Hi, Tax Owl here from the Coast One Tax Group. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, take 10 minutes and call Coast One Tax Group. It could save you 93% or more. Coast One Tax Group helps people all across America save big amounts of money. David from California saved $48,000 on back taxes. James and Lisa from Dallas saved $102,000. Call Coast One Tax Group now at 888-337-6949. A 10-minute call could save 93% or more. So who are you going to call? Coast One Tax Group, that's who. See how much you can save. The consultation is always free. What are you waiting for? Relieve your tax stress today. Call Coast One Tax Group at 888-337-6949. That's 888-337-6949.
This is Fox on Justice. What exactly is going on in the Michael Flynn case? Flynn was the national security advisor during the first days of the Trump administration. He pleaded guilty to lying to FBI agents about conversations he had with Russia's UN ambassador. This was part of the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. As part of his plea deal, Flynn cooperated with special counsel Robert Mueller. But then Flynn changed lawyers and changed his mind. Now he's trying to withdraw his guilty plea. His current lawyers claim proof of a deliberate effort by the FBI to frame him. Documents were found that show how agents planned their strategy in questioning Flynn. One handwritten note says the goal is to get Flynn to lie so he can be prosecuted or fired. President Trump says he's convinced that Flynn should be exonerated. The judge hasn't ruled on the motion to throw out the guilty plea, and still hanging over the case is the possibility of a presidential pardon. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. No doubt about it, New York is the state hardest hit by COVID-19, with far and away the most cases and deaths. But a new report suggests New York was too slow to shut down in early March, allowing the disease to spread across the country. According to the New York Times, researchers tracked the spread based on mutations and found that New York City was home base for most of the infections in the U.S. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the problem was with the federal government's overemphasis on China.
We do the China travel ban. We're screening people from China, but meanwhile, it came through Europe. Millions of people came from Europe. and we had no idea.
A White House spokesman says President Trump did move quickly to shut down travel from Europe. One infectious disease expert described New York as Grand Central Station for this virus. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness, but love, not only justice, but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I think universities and colleges and K-12 schools, they're all planning right now on how that can happen. And the reality is it may look different from location to location, from community to community, depending on where the virus is and what the challenges are. But I expect that there are lots of planning sessions going on right now, and I agree with the president that kids have to get back to school.
Yeah, absolutely. They got to get back to school. They got to get back to college. Don't tell me to write a $45,000 check, even if the room and board isn't included, or you give it back to me. Why am I rushing to college? People are going to take a gap year and not go back this year, especially if you're an athlete. I mean, these student athletes, they got destroyed in the spring. Nobody's fault except China. They got destroyed in the spring. You got to go back there and have some normalcy there and make a commitment to make it happen. Don't throw up your hands and say, too risky, I'm afraid of being sued. Enough. Some other good news in California: by Friday, May 8th, they're going to allow certain businesses like bookstores, flower shops, clothing stores, and sporting goods stores to open, but curbside. Mississippi, restaurants go dine in. Good job. Montana, schools will have the option to return now in classroom. Maryland, elective surgeries, golf, tennis, boating, fishing, and camping are back. But, man, Maryland's going slow. New Jersey, unbelievable. They extended another 30 days. 30 days. No business, 30 days. No malls, 30 days. No, obviously, no schools, 30 days. No parks, no youth sports, 30 more days. Make it work. It's lazy. When we come back, Elaine Chao joins us. What are the chances of mass transportation? We'll find out.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
Since that last checkered flag,
second win of the season for Joe Logano.
It's been 2 months, 8 days, 17 hours, and 22 minutes. We've been waiting to hear those four words.
Four, three,
start your engine!
is back, live from Darlington, Sunday, May 17th on Fox.
The bartender came over to us and he said, "You two Marines, well, you better get your derriere back up to Camp Pendleton because you're going to war." People didn't really know what the Korean War was.
You experienced some of the worst of a war zone.
We did.
I think it's important that people hear those stories.
We're fighting for the Marine Corps. We're also fighting to survive.
New episode of Real Marines, available now. Nation. For a limited time, with the purchase plan, receive a free signed copy of Pete's new book.
It's a busy and stressful time right now before our wounded and ill veterans. First, practice social distancing, wash your hands frequently, and stay at home to avoid exposure. If you don't have symptoms or have questions, use Secure Mass Healthy Vet, a telehealth service. If you develop facility or more coronavirus.
With actually, we're going to wear different. But
prostate, I have a. I'm not politically thing for him to desperate to.
No. Fox News Podcast. News Talk.
I have so
fun.
I Senator Bennett.
Never surrender. Keep
quiet. This is.
Known super makes flicks will be to feeding them to result in more produce. 3,000 food banks is farmer turned and the feeding America coronavirus first that isn't being sold and hotel public hopes to community partner food bank donated more than $1 million in food years and our family.
To you, Brian.
Our country understand illegal. We have said it should have been.
President of the United States' favorite governors, Governor the 30s, trying to be a cheerleader to a staff 14 men. Governor.
Thank you for having me. Oh, the industry itself for having me.
You know, the currency, you guys just seem to. He wants. Is he.
Thanks. My close time mold, you know, we're here to forefathers' services. But, you know, he's doing it. I truly believe that. I was the other day. Stand over again at this pandemic with us and to us to where God beyond. As things look like on the left hand side of the country and starvation, we're doing.
So, Virginia, I believe positive cases, 13 of their lives to opening.
We'll just a medical answer. I don't have answers, but we know Brian and we've got a lot of people. And you, it is, it has a lot right in the 600 of the population. Lead what you want, you know, to the top of it, you're first in the nation, living on it. And because, you know, West Virginia's been lifted, you know, maybe a little, you know, backside, but we're a diamond that people really missed. And you talk about social distancing. You can live in West Virginia social distancing. And so it is, you got a lot of smart people here with things, but we're going to just go slow and we're opening up more and more every day. But we've got to really, we're just going to stay right on, dead on top of our numbers.
So you did something extraordinary like Florida. You really focused on your seniors and your nursing home testing. You announced that an effort to test all residents and staff members at every nursing home in West Virginia. I know New York is much denser, much bigger, but it's been a disaster here. Here's Governor Cuomo on nursing homes.
If you are tested positive for the virus, are you allowed to be admitted to a nursing home is the question.
Or readmitted.
Yeah. That's a good question. I don't know.
The policy is that if you are positive, you should be admitted back to a nursing home. The necessary precautions will be taken to protect the other residents there.
That's single-handedly the stupidest thing you've ever heard, and it's cost so many lives. When you had the Javits Center and the USNS Comfort available, why did you realize that would be a problem? And why don't others?
Well, Brian, I can't explain that. You know, you and I both know, and not to cast any stones, but you and I both know that the New York situation is difficult. But at the same time, there was bad decisions made there, and they were made late. You know, the first thing that I did, and I did this, you know, in the last days of February, the first days of March, is I stopped all visitation in all nursing homes, period, right off the get-go. And then when we had any kind of flare-up at all, I tested every single staff member and every single person in every nursing home. You know, there's been so many things that we've been out in front of the curve, you know, as far as closing schools and different things, you know, emergency orders and everything that we've done over and over and over. And And I really believe that, you know, you've got to have a real feel for big-time problems. And, you know, a business guy has had to take on big-time problems all of his life. And I don't mean this in an egotistical way, but I think the good Lord put me in this position to be able to handle this thing, and I'm honored to be able to do it, and I'm going to do it. And so I just feel like watching the stuff on, you know, on the television that's going on in New York, it's a crying shame. And for God's sake, the living, you know, just hauling body after body after body out. When you get behind this thing will eat you alive, and that's just what's happened. And that's what's happened in New York versus what's happened here.
Is the PPP program, which you observed, and is the small business loan program working? Because I know we're a nation of 350 million people, and it's impossible to please everyone. But I'm getting a lot of people very frustrated, especially with the SBA loan situation. That's not enough, it's taking too long, and the communication's bad. What do you hear?
Oh, Brian, listen, you know, when you roll out a program, you know, I think the initial was $350 billion, and then another additional almost $500 billion. And you roll out those kind of programs and everything, there's going to be all kinds of abilities to throw stones, because nobody in the world has ever put together something like this and put it together in 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, and so there's going to be the ability to throw a lot of stones, but you know, I think from a small business standpoint, there's a lot of people that are really helped. But the bottom line is one thing, and that's just this: is you know, if your business is not open and you're paying your employees and you're going to go through that, and you're going through a 75% number that's got, you've got to pay 75% in wages or insurances or whatever it may be to tie to your employees, and you're not working, you know, that 8 weeks is going to go zooming by. You've got a lot of other expenses that are weighing on you big time, whether it be rent or utilities or whatever, and all of a sudden you're going to wake up in one hell of a mess. And I hate to say that, but that's just all there is to it. And so sure, there's problems, and we got to adjust as we go. And I'm confident the federal government and the players, especially the president, the vice president, they'll understand, and we'll get this right.
And finally, in West Virginia, what's open, what's not? You're on the first phase, right?
Well, we're further down the pipe than that, because you know, when we didn't close many places. You know, we had a broad stance on essentials, and you know, the essential businesses were left open, and so there's, you know, we surely had to modify our lives and everything, but people really listened here, Brian, and they did all the right stuff. And you know, so right now, you know, of course, we first brought back our elective surgeries and all of our hospital stuff, and now all the ancillary stuff that goes with any kind of medical care. And you know, we're slowly just, you know, bringing back, you know, outdoor dining, and indoor dining's right around the corner. And there's just some, you know, our barbershops and nail salons and all those are open. And so West Virginia's coming back, you know, but Brian, I've got to say this real quick, and that's just this, you know, and this is what Jim Justice believes, and he believes this with all his heart. You know, we're going to go through a 2 or 3 months here. It's going to be a little bit bumpy. In fact, it could be real bumpy. And then what's going to happen is, you know, 3 or 4 months down the road, we're going to get a drug that's going to diminish this thing from a killer to a cold. And at that point in time, you're going to see our economy, led by our president, really start to move, because all of these stimulus dollars are out there, and they're in our process now. And then right behind that, hopefully in the next 4 or 5 months behind that, you're going to see a vaccine. And I really believe in 2021, you're going to see our nation boom like you can't fathom. And so I hope and pray I'm right, but I think we've got 2 or 3 months here, a little bit bumpy road.
Absolutely. The question is, does America want Joe Biden to bring America back, or do they want Donald Trump? You were a Democrat for a long time. If you revised the president, how to sell that message, what would you tell him?
Well, Well, first and foremost, I wasn't a Democrat for very long in my life. Most all of my life, I've been a Republican. My parents were solid, rock solid Republicans their entire life and everything. I just, you know, I mean, you got to forgive me for having a brain fart. I mean, that's all there is to it. But you know, I didn't say that very long, and I got real frustrated with what was going on real quick there. But I'll tell you, if our nation ends up with Joe Biden, you know, we might as well shut the doors. I mean, honest to Pete, you know, bless his heart. I don't want to make fun, but a man that doesn't have a clue, you know, where he's at a lot of times, and when it really gets right down to it, you got to be on your game. I mean, you got to be on your game at all times, because there's people that are trying to knock you off your game nonstop. And if this nation, if we turn the keys of this nation over to Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, we have got to be crazy. When you see how this man has handled, you know, first of all, he drove us to 29,000 on the stock market, and so much goodness, it's unbelievable. And then, right on top of that, you know, we come back with this terrible pandemic, and he's able to handle that. This is the man for the job. And without any question, we've got to elect Donald Trump. I mean, if we don't, we are complete crazy. So that's all there is to it.
Okay. You say it like it is. No wonder you guys get along. Governor, I hope to see you soon, and best of luck the rest of the way. I know you'll be slow and steady, but you have that business mindset. We want to work our way out of it. Just let us out of our house. That's all we ask. Governor Jim Justice, thanks so much.
All right, Brian. Be good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. Quick reminder, Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, comes out on paperback. It comes out on Tuesday. I'll be talking about it on the show a little bit. I also have some new information. I know people have been reading a lot during the pandemic, but you can't go to a bookstore in most states. So you'll have to order it online or go to Walmart, Kmart, or Costco. They're there. So you can order it now, and it'll be there. Got new intelligence. Find out what Lincoln asked of Houston and what he said back. Back in a moment.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Please listen. This is important. Anyone can be affected by the prescription opioid crisis. If you think you've been hurt by Purdue or its prescription opioids like OxyContin, you may be entitled to compensation as part of Purdue's bankruptcy, but you have to file a claim. Claims may include overdose, death, substance use disorder, lost wages, and neonatal abstinence syndrome. A confidential claim can be filed by individuals, a legal guardian, by survivors or relatives of people who have died or are disabled. The deadline to file a claim is June 30th, 2020, or you will lose your right to file a claim. For more information, visit PurduePharmaClaims.com, or you can call toll-free 1-844-217-0912. That's 1-844-217-0912. Paid for by Prime Clerk, LLC.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com, or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
It's a very confusing and stressful time right now, especially for our wounded and ill veterans and their practice social distancing. Wash your hands frequently and stay at home to avoid exposure. If you don't have symptoms or have questions, use secure messaging through My Healthy Vet or the VA. Symptoms, please call your local VA. We will get through this.
For more details, visit va.gov's news podcast with Brett Baer.
A different place is the campaign.
And it was a letter, I think, for him to folks who are to go back to
by going to guest.com.
Since the flag, our days, we've been waiting to work.
7-5 Bond as retired,
able to develop course of developing with a veteran
to deal.
It's that ultimate. Another
on Fox with the first free Pete's new book.
Real. Hey, welcome back, everyone. And Uncle Trent, get a listen on WAB. Oh, I'm Bowers.
I had you on, fan. Just wanted to your thought. I'm a new family member. We were not getting our over 6 weeks. And there's no money to use. Those who stay. And they just.
It's happening. They're not. Graham, as soon they're 19, when bigger before they're not going to be.
Just UA. It'll be my guideline. It was about letter that way. So.
What says Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and you got, and you're reopening is so odd for you guys, but you are here now. I told you are going to get the VM.
Happy.
Make some decisions on China.
Because control research saw research was an evaluation that contracted higher talking in Cuba with and the animals either positions on, and I haven't been to just because of.
Right. Down these and I would love to be this hard work.
Current customers, please briefly hold of you. Estimated wait.
Make it easy for businesses and making yours a more to connect. Urgent message stay in customers. Yes, Chipotle transition. This is going to be in 24 hours / the 511 511 58.
Historical.
Alan Lowe, folklorist, was involved with folk songs, oral recorded the of American folk artists.
Pretty close to it. He got something fresh about it coming out of my eye. Well, it seemed to me that I was various people about the same.
Stay tuned before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you by Shasta Reading by Shasta Reader. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.